Loser, fucking cunt, lick, ball, sucker, bitch, head, ass, fuck, faggot, cuddler, fucking non-condom wearing, AIDS infested, piece of shit, bitch. This is Jenny Blowjob and you're listening to LunaticRadio.com. Now fuck my face.
That's how you start a radio show, by saying hello and greeting the people of the world who listen to the LunaticRadio.com show, either live or on the podcast on iTunes, everybody. Welcome to the show. My name is Peter McCann. Co-hosting is the Riggedy Rocket.
Yo!
And comedian Josh Gogan.
Hello.
It's your three buddies. It's your three buddies in studio, everybody. Sunday, beautiful Sunday afternoon here in New York. It's been beautiful all week in New York. The weather is breaking. Check of traffic on the 20s. You know how we do on the radio program. Email us at the show, lunaticradio.com. Drunk call hotline, 206-202-LOON. That's 206-202-5666. People love the drunk call hotline.
L-U-V.
And now that the weather is becoming nice all around the country, I would suggest you people get out there and start doing your drugs and drinking your beer and driving your cars.
And What did I say? You're suggesting drunk driving.
No, I said drive their cars because
drinking.
It's nice out.
No, not all at once. Just go out.
Oh,
right.
Sign, then drive.
People have to read between the lines when they listen to this radio show. It's like a little, it's like Mad Libs, the show. Don't take what I say.
Seriously?
Seriously, you got to read behind the words. Read behind the words. Find the meaning in what I say.
Not the lines.
Everything I say on the show, for you speculation people out there, is coded. Right, Rock?
Absolutely.
Even when I say right, Rock, that is so coded. It's going to take you a while to hack into that one. What does he mean by saying right, Rock?
Wait till Kieran sneezes. Holy shit.
Unbelievable.
I mean, it's insanity what actually goes on.
I can't tell you what the fuck that means. So much shit. So deep, Rock. So deep, right?
Profound.
I'm fucking in the... Josh, I'm in the Matrix. I'm in the Matrix right now, dude. I am fucking...
You're just seeing ones and zeros.
Because it's... I'm fiending. I'm fiending today because I'm trying to quit the dip. And I think I'm overdosing on caffeine and Nicorette gum.
Oh, fiending, that's right.
How far have you,
how many days?
How many days sober?
I haven't gone, well, actually none.
Wow. How many days without the actual garbage in your mouth?
One.
One?
One.
What happened?
This is how I'm doing it. I'm gradually going into it because I had such a problem because I was a chain dipper.
Yeah.
And dip's weird because it's kind of like cigarettes too. Like at certain times of the day, you need it. Like when you're doing certain things, like driving. Like driving's bad for me. When I drive, I used to always have chew tobacco, and I'm beating that now. Like I chew gum. I chew the gum instead of doing the dip. And just other times during the day, like sometimes even when I shaved, I threw a dip, and I don't do that anymore. It's like I'm trying to break the habit. So that's how I'm gradually getting into it.
Oh, okay.
But I'm down to like, from chain dipping, I'm down to like maybe one every other day.
Yeah, I could see the driving being the worst because there's nothing to do while you're driving.
Right, yeah, so it's kind of tough. But right now, I'm like, I was telling Josh before the show, I was like, everything seems really fast. Like I move my arm and it seems like it's going faster than it actually is. It seems like when I talk, I'm talking faster than I actually am. And when somebody asks me a question, I'm all over it. Like Josh said something before the show and I was like, what? I was like, before he even got it out, I was already responding.
So wait a minute. You would chew while shaving. Yeah. You would go to that far.
It wasn't that
extent.
It wasn't all the time.
How long are you shaving for?
Disgusting.
I'm just trying to say that there were certain times of the day when I always, like jacking. I always dipped when I jacked.
Really?
What?
Always.
I could imagine afterward, but during?
Yeah, it makes you concentrate.
What?
It really does.
Concentrate while watching smush?
Like when you smoke a cigarette. Most people smoke cigarettes. You know, that's the nicotine problem. It calms you. A cigarette calms you, right?
Right. Usually that's after. I thought like the cigarette was after like some sort of sexual activity.
Yeah, but not with dip. I mean, obviously we have never had a dip during sex.
Wow. That's crazy.
Well, somebody should try,
maybe, maybe, as I say, maybe you should have.
That's an idea.
You got to find the right broad that would fucking do that. Ugh, disgusting.
That is just... there's a porn genre waiting to happen.
Can you make it?
I'm doing good. I'm doing a lot better than I was. But yeah, I'm definitely fucking weirded out today. I'm weird today. Things are weird, Josh.
All right.
Things are fucking strange. A lot of things. A couple things we got to mention at the top of the show here. Oh, quickly.
To-do lists.
We got some business stuff.
Yeah, get the biz out of the way.
J&J Comedy presents Cringehammer's show at Ha Comedy Club in Times Square, everybody.
Wow. Huh.
That is May 8th at 8 p.m. That's Thursday, May 8th at 8 p.m. Lineup includes Patrice O'Neill from The Opie and Anthony Show, Robert Kelly from Comedy Central Presents, Torgasm and The Opie and Anthony Show, Josh...
What?
Gogan!
What?
Josh Gogan!
Wow.
From the LunaticRadio.com show.
That doesn't say that.
Which is, it says Lunatic Radio. It doesn't say LunaticRadio.com. Oh. It does say Lunatic Radio.
Oh, those other guys.
And Joe Conti from XM Radio.
Holy
and Kenny Michaels
shit.
From XM Radio. Hot Comedy Club is located at 163 West Street, 46th Street between 6th and 7th. You'll get that right. I'll get that right eventually.
That's going to be a good show. Everybody on that list but me is dynamite. So.
Oh, stop it, Josh. You're awesome. MySpace.com/Josh Gogan.
It'll be great.
That's the way it should be said. Josh Gogan.
For ticket information, everybody, call 212-977-3884 to reserve your tickets.
What was that number again?
That's 212-977-3884.
Okay.
There you go. That is Patrice O'Neill, Robert Kelly, Josh Gogan, Kenny Michaels, and Joe Conti.
That is a good
Cringe
show.
Humor show at Hot Comedy Club, May 8th, Thursday. It's a Thursday. 8 p.m., everybody. Please.
Yeah.
Please go support Josh and the guys over there at Cringe Humor.
Yeah.
Should be a great show.
Saltine's setting up a nice little show there.
Yes, sir. And the Bar Night.
Bar Night?
We have to talk about the Bar Night. Bar Night, Bar Night, Bar Night.
That's what we do.
LunaticRadio.com's Bar Night. Rock's going to call it a bar crawl because there's a lot of bars in the area.
Maybe. We'll see what happens.
But we're meeting up at Thunder Jackson's.
That's where we're meeting. Let's just leave it at that.
Thunder Jackson's in Manhattan.
Yes. 169 Bleecker, I believe it is.
Thank you. And that will be at 8:30.
Sure. And we could officially say... It's official because it was announced on the Foo Bar or Sports Buffet, whatever they're calling it.
Yeah, that radio show they do.
I just said the Foo Bar just to annoy
Who's
Ray.
Coming out, Rock?
Who's going to be little there? Little guy named Ray Garcia over there on, well, now he's a UB Ray, but he still does a sports show. And the Asian Sensation. Jen will be here as well. Both of them in New York City with us. They'll be there at Bar Night.
Ray and Jen from...
I was trying to go for a gay joke.
You went really like...
I was thinking of a gay joke and it's just like I had nothing prepared. I just wanted to rip Ray and I had nothing prepared. Ray wins and he didn't even do anything.
If that whole thing was a running jump, you would have stumbled before you hit
him. I was just trying so hard.
You just tried to insult Ray, and Ray won that conversation without even being...
Exactly! See, that's how he works. I should have just stuck with the whole FUBAR reference. But yeah, Jen will be here, and Ray. I'm very excited. We all are. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. All Rockin' and I are excited.
Oh, stop.
We're excited.
We're very excited.
Pretty much it'll be Jen, Ray, and Rockin' and I at the Bar Night.
And Emo Tony.
And Emo Tony. So come out and join all five of us.
It's a very exclusive Bar Night.
Yeah, and of course, next week on the radio program, live in studio, Rory and Lauren.
That's crazy. Here. They're going to be here.
Yeah.
The comedian Rory Karff and the beautiful and very talented.
The talent of the Karff family.
The talent of the two.
Yeah. By the way, a note on Scott Osaychik, who was supposed to be on the program 2 weeks ago and last week. He emailed me back. He'll be on next week.
Oh. Well, so it's going to be like a... South Carolina? South Carolina, was it? Is that where you're all from? South Carolina?
North Carolina.
Episode. Sans Josh, though.
Now, the one thing we love about the Bar Nights, now that we got all the business out of the way, the one thing we love about doing these Bar Nights, these LunaticRadio.com unofficial Bar Night things, is not only meeting the fans and hanging out and drinking some beers and actually having something to do on a weekend.
Yeah. Something to fill that void in life.
Yeah. We get to hear a new Rocket promo. A new Rocket Bar Night promo.
It's become tradition. Just not quite a bar night if there's no promo.
Right. It's just not... The bar nights aren't the same without the promos. Right. Now, we had this one from... I don't know which bar night this is from.
I can probably tell you.
Oh, this is the Chalet.
This is the Chalet. This is Bar Night 3. Yeah. I remember this one.
So that was a Bar Night promo we did. That was a little snippet of one.
That was funny.
Here's another promo from another Bar Night. I believe this one was in March sometime, maybe 2006. Who knows?
Who knows?
Yes. March 24th. It's Lunatic Radio's Bar Night.
Bar Night.
Bar Night.
Saturday, March 24th.
Be there. Show up. Drink.
Get hammered and die.
That's right.
Die.
Alcohol.
Sunday
drag racing. All right. And that's all
connoisseur.
Exactly. Monster Trucks, Gravedigger,
Truckosaurus.
Like
that one had production value to it.
Yeah. We love the Rocket Bar Night promos. Now we have a new one.
Ooh, more.
For this Bar Night, which is at Thunder Jackson's in Manhattan, everybody. May 3rd. Here is the latest Bar Night promo. You'll be hearing this during the next 2 weeks a million times.
Sorry.
Let's see what Rocket put together this time.
I put
around.
a lot of production value into this one.
All right, here we go. Ready? Everybody get strap your laughing hats on.
Let's see where we're going with this, kids.
Yeah. Let's feel it. Get it. It's Bar Night.
Hey, Sean, what's going on? Are we all set up for that thing we can do later? I'm actually on the radio right now.
What is this? Taking phone calls on the show? Okay.
No, it's all right. This is how our show runs.
We're not doing anything important right now.
I'm on my cell phone talking into a microphone, and there's bunches of people listening to our conversation.
It's like eavesdrop radio.
Did you just say millions?
I don't know.
That's all right.
Millions. I guess if you count each listener per second.
If you count each listener times 10 million.
Yeah.
You know what?
He's got to get up. He's getting up.
Now it's the...
Now it's serious.
Now it's the Rock and Josh show.
Hey, Josh. See, you know what I was thinking?
No, wait.
Karen's like, they stink.
Yeah.
You should try calling in next week if you could.
I might do that.
Because then we'll have the trifecta of comedy.
That
back.
Way it'll be like the reverse of last time Rory called in.
That's right.
I'll be calling
it'll
in.
It'll be weird.
Yeah. It's the Bizarro show.
I could put $10 down. I'm going to call Rory Josh by accident next week at least once.
Don't do it at least once. Do it all night long.
Well, the gag actually we're thinking about doing, uh-huh. And I don't know if we're like letting the cat out, like we're just going to completely ignore Rory and just talk to Lauren all show. Yeah. Like he's gonna try to chime in, like, but Lauren, so,
yeah,
what'd you do yesterday?
Come on, guys!
Come on, guys!
Seriously,
we love Rory. He's the best.
Come all the way here for North Carolina.
He's up for an Emmy.
Yeah, he is.
Ugh, jealous.
Jesus.
Okay.
I don't know how he's going to carry it home.
I don't know why
he wins
it. Wait.
Because he's small.
Oh! I never met him in person.
Yeah, I think Kieran's taller than Rory.
Stop!
No, seriously.
Wow. He must think. That's some clever photography.
But Rory is in good shape.
Yeah.
He's an animal.
God, what's up with you guys?
And he's proud of his abs, too. It's disgusting.
Oh, he's one of those guys. Kieran's going to be lifting a shirt. He's going to be lifting. It's going to be Gay Fest next week. Gay Fest on Lunatic Radio next week.
He's going to be doing crunches to fucking hang out with Rory.
So what do we think of my little Born Night promo?
I like it, but that's the second promo that we listened to that mentions dying.
I know.
You'll die. Which actually should be in every promo now.
Yeah, just dying.
Yeah. Die. You'll die.
See, it's like I'm trying to make like it's intense. This is like the Actor's Studio.
Right.
It's trying to make it intense. You're like, oh, look, talking about dying.
What is going on in your mind?
What is your favorite word? Oh, wait, he's describing me. Kieran's describing me. And he just, of course, he had to use sideburns. can we use my real name? Ugh.
That first promo, or was it the second one that we listened to, like at the Monster Truck Rally?
Yes,
they've been running one on my local cable channel for whatever the rally is. But the guy's voice sounds like he is the devil.
Wow!
Come on down to the Monster Truck Rally.
It makes it intense. So people are like, oh man, what's going on?
But it's not like your typical, you know, rev it up. Yeah, it's right. Like you will die.
All right, I'm back. Sorry.
All right, we did the whole show. Actually, we already did drunk calls. We're ready to go.
What'd you guys cover? Music. What'd you guys cover?
We covered everything. I think we did absolutely everything.
I didn't play the whole thing. I had to cut it because did you mention who I was talking to?
No.
All right.
We talked up Rory's appearance.
Yeah. All right. And, I had to take that phone call. It's very important because you've noticed over the last couple of weeks, Rock has thrown himself underneath the bus, right? On the radio show.
I hadn't noticed.
Under the guillotine, more like.
Yeah, Rock pretty much, with the sex tape thing, that's a pretty personal thing to throw out there on the radio. Takes a little bit of balls to do that. Rock was a little worried about doing it and all that stuff, you know. Mm. And he's taken a little ribbing over the last couple of weeks. So what I was thinking during the week, and Josh and I were thinking, we got to pay Rocket back. Got to give the guy a little pick-me-up, a little boost of self-esteem, a little thank you, if you will. I'll steal a line from Rocket. A thank you, if you will.
Thanks.
A token of appreciation.
Ooh. And at the end of this radio program, we are going to give Rocket a gift.
Ooh.
Oh, boy.
And that person that I was just talking to on the phone is going to help us out with the gift.
Sean's giving me a gift.
By the way, it sounds pretty fucking good, man.
Really?
Yeah, you're going to be a little celebrity over there.
Oh, grief.
Oh, I want to say what it is now.
You should.
Do you want me to say what it is?
Absolutely.
Do you want to know what your gift is going to be?
Of course I was lying. It's like someone saying, you want to know what's in this box? Welcome. You want to know? You want to know?
Welcome to Lunatic Radio, the home of the 3-second tease.
Yes. I can't tease, Rock. Well, actually, Rock.
You must be the worst.
Rock, here we go.
You must be the worst at Christmas. Here's your present. Yes. It sucks. Hope you enjoy opening them.
All right. This is what's going to happen because Rock has thrown himself underneath the bus for the radio program over the next 2 weeks. Rock, Josh and I have worked out with our friends, our new friends over there at Blush. Gentlemen's Club here in Commack, Long Island.
All right. Uh-oh.
Our buddies over there are gonna treat you to a little lap dance tonight.
What?
So what you're gonna do around 7 o'clock, third hour, you are gonna leave the studio and you're gonna travel over to Blush.
Okay.
Where you are gonna enter, you're gonna say your name,
ooh,
and there will be a few girls there.
Stop!
To a take few? You into the lap dance room,
oh,
Rock.
Oh, my goodness.
And give you a little lap dance.
Holy crap.
And this is all courtesy of Blush and Sean over there at Blush. They're excited to have you down.
What?
They're going to show you a good time.
Holy shit.
And the guys over at Blush are just great. They were excited about it. So they're gonna show you a good time for being such a good sport on the radio program here.
Wow.
Blush, a gentleman's club, everybody.
Wow.
Great this strip club here on Long Island.
Holy crap.
Love Blush. Oh, you can check them out at www.blushlongisland.com. By the way, if you go to www.blushlongisland.com, on the front page is our old friend there, Vanessa from A Shot at Love.
I'm going to have to ask if she's there tonight.
People, if you're listening live, or if you're obviously, whatever, check out blushlongisland.com and check who's on the front page. It's Vanessa.
Our old pal.
Our old pal, Vanessa. So, Rock?
Thank you.
A little.
Because that's all I could say.
A little. And what you're going to do also. Obviously, we have to document this on the radio program.
Of course. What else
is new? When you're getting your. You're really not going to be able to enjoy
your
lap dance.
I'm not going
to
enjoy it at all.
Because you're going to have to call in on the radio.
Oh.
When you're getting your lap dance, we want to know. So Rocket is getting a lap dance from the people at Blush. They're going to take care of big old Rock Air radio superstar Rocket. And.
Wow. This is crazy.
It's all on the house for you, Rock.
Man.
All on the house. Wow.
Stop.
It's all on the house.
Wow.
We're not going to
look
have
at the pull we have nowadays.
Yeah.
We're not going to have dinner after the show tonight, are we?
You better come to dinner after the show.
I have to.
Because Rock and I mean, Josh and I will be at fucking TGI Tuesdays or whatever the fuck it is.
TGI Tuesdays.
And sitting there going, where's Rock? And Rock's getting Mr. Big Swingin' Dick Radio guy at the fucking strip club.
Holy, wow, this is going to be pretty crazy.
Rock's going to be a blush, like, swinging girls' panties around on stage, losing his gourd. He's going to be Mr. Celebrity over there.
Jeez. Well, they sure not, they're not getting us confused with another show?
No.
No?
They're not. Because I was actually talking to the owner on the phone just before.
Yeah.
And he's like, I never fucking heard of this guy, so what does he look like? And I was like, he's got big chops. He's Italian.
Wait, he didn't work in air conditioning before, right? That's not him?
No. He doesn't have six bathrooms?
Yeah, they're going to be all bummed out.
Did we play the Bar Night promo? I don't remember.
Yeah, play it again because we got cut off at the end. And besides, we have to play it another 92,000 times.
All right, here's Rocket's new Bar Night promo for Thunder Jackson's on May 3rd. Everybody, come out and join us in Manhattan.
Please. Yeah, let's feel it.
Enthusiasm.
Get it. It's Bar Night. Punk. Ass. Cheer. No. Face. Bar Night 5 if we don't really have a name. Bar Night 5 is Finkle as any game. Bar Night 5, come on down. Bar Night 5 is out on the tweaker. It is.
You totally need that lap dance. You need that lap dance, Rock.
Wow.
That was...
You should take that with you and see if they'll play it over the big
speaker. Oh, yeah, Rush.
By the way, my man Sean over there at Blush is...
Your man.
Now he's
your boy.
He's my boy now. You know what he said? Once you walk in, Rock, there's going to be two girls waiting for you.
Oh, my... One cup?
And they're going to treat you like a...
Two girls, one rock.
Two girls, one rock.
Nice! Spiceface.com/Josh Jink. Duncan.
Who?
I want to say Josh Jinkles. I really wanted to, but then that would be confusing.
Blush Comedy Club, everybody. Go check it out. Come on.
Wow.
It's a gentleman's
club. Blush Comedy Club?
Not literally. Jesus. Don't be there tonight. That would be really weird. I show up. Everybody, and like Emo Tony
yes,
there.
Yes, Rocket's got a good idea. If you're listening in the Long Island area, go to Blush. I'll give you the address. It's 53 Veterans Memorial Highway, Commack, New York, everybody. Call 631-499-1297.
Oh, my
God. Be there by, let's say 7:20 tonight, Sunday night, and Rock will be there. Rock will be there getting a lap dance.
Might have to change Bar Night to tonight.
www.blushlongisland.com.
www.
www.
All right, Rock's getting a present tonight.
Wow.
Bar Night, May 3rd, Thunder Jackson's.
Yeah.
Cringe Humor Comedy Show, May 8th. Josh Gogan, Patrice O'Neill, Robert Kelly.
We're not good at this. We never said we were good at doing
that. All right, take two. Plugs.
All that good stuff. What do we do? Plugs for the fucking first half hour? Breaking it.
It's all right.
Back right after this.
Hey, this is Vanessa from Shot at Love. I'm not leaving. Deal out of here for you. And you're listening to lunaticradio.com. Rocket is gay.
So on the Shot of Love show, when you get eliminated, you have to leave the house.
Right.
Vanessa really didn't feel like leaving the house at that moment, I guess.
No.
You did like some sort of thing. Here's the audio.
You ask them.
Hey,
you know who I'm here for. It's for you. Ask them. They know all know she's hiding something.
Now you're claiming that everybody else, all the other contestants, are there for like the glamour or something of it, and you're there for Tila?
No, I was saying that all of the
What were you claiming in that clip?
I was trying to say that all of the other contestants knew right before the elimination. We were actually all talking about it off camera that mm-hmm. Brandy was hiding something. We weren't sure what, besides the fact that I knew that she had told me, like, you know, I'm not really gay, even though I'm pretending to be a lesbian. I'm mm-hmm. doing the same thing Teal is doing. I don't know if I want a girl or a guy, this and that. But I was just trying to basically say, like, everybody knows that Brandy's here for the wrong reason. I don't know why they're here. Mm-hmm. And pick anybody but Brandy, because Brandy's not the one for you. You know, basically, it was just, I didn't want her to pick Brandy. I didn't care who else she picked.
All right, here we go.
Don't believe her lies. She's a artist.
No, this is as you're leaving.
I'm not leaving. Deal out of here for you.
And at this point, you just lay on the carpet in front of the door.
This was my dramatic fall down.
And scene.
And
continue.
And scene. And cut to a promo of TRL.
You know what's funny, actually? You know what? Everybody, you know, like my fans are like, I cried for you when you fell dramatically on the carpet like that. You were so sad. And I'm thinking in my head, I wasn't crying at that point. I couldn't breathe because mm-hmm. I just had attacked like a lunatic upstairs. And they made it seem like I was just so dramatic and so upset, and that was my upset dramatic fall, when really I just fell because I was like, I smoke too much, so I can't I can't even make it out of the door.
Two minutes.
That's
right.
Exactly what I was doing.
Let's take five.
But it looked good. I'm a good like faller.
That'd be great if you left, like on your way down the stairs, like, oh, wait guys, I gotta take a shit first. just went to the bathroom.
Well, no, that happened once I got in the van. They locked me in. I'm like, gotta piss.
This is Ray from Richmond, a blast, I'm hammered, and I am
lunaticradio.com. Damn, it feels good to be a gangster. Yeah, let's feel it. Get it. Bar night. Yeah. Punk. Yeah. Ass. Yeah. No. Face.
Bar night five-ish, we don't really have a name.
No, bar night five-ish, Finkel, F, any game.
Bar night five, come on down.
Bar night five is on
Weaker.
It is.
Doesn't rhyme, who cares?
No.
Bar night.
Not that.
Thunder Jackson's on Weaker.
Bar
night. What?
Bar
night. Don't hit us here.
No, don't.
Come on down to Thunder Jackson.
Please.
It's on Bleecker Street. You know it. I don't really have the address.
It's okay.
Just show up and don't die.
Good advice.
Bar night. Yeah. Fuck. Yeah.
Lunatic Radio Bar Night at Thunder Jackson's 169 Bleecker Street in New York on May 3rd.
And now back to the lunaticradio.com show. We suck.
Yeah. I'm going to be waiting for you tonight, Ron.
back on the air.
What up?
Rocket's going to a strip club tonight.
I am.
He's going to get a nice free lap dance.
Really? It's free?
Courtesy of the people from Blush. Blush, a gentleman's club, everybody, located in Commack, Long Island. 53 Veterans Highway.
Actually, I could use this clip. This will be me in a couple hours.
Here's the pitch. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Figure out where I'm going with that.
Don't you feel better now about doing the old sex tape thing on here? You should throw yourself underneath the bus more often, right?
No, that's it. I'm going on a under-the-bus vacation. Under-the-bus sabbatical.
You're actually kind of throwing yourself underneath the bus tonight.
I know.
By calling into the radio show, getting a lap dance.
Can we go back to the days we just called you gay? it made my day so much easier.
Oh, I can't do that.
Yes, we can.
We can. By the way, everybody.
BTW. What?
Let's do this right
Oh,
now.
What are we doing? What are we doing?
We got a thing?
Got a thump to do? Oh.
What is today, Josh Gogan?
It's B-Real's birthday?
Sunday?
It is Sunday. You are correct, sir.
The Pope's last day in New York?
True.
Which, by the way, kudos to the New York was a post for that awful headline.
Come to Papa.
Awful.
It is 420.
Oh!
420.
Should have marijuana spawn.
That must be what everybody's doing tonight.
All you pot smokers across the country and around the world, please don't forget to smoke your weed today. This is like your holiday. It's 420 on the calendar. Another reason to smoke the marijuana.
I don't think a pothead ever had that problem. Shit, I forgot to smoke today.
Yeah, so smoke that weed. Get it popping off.
Do we have any listeners that are...
potheads?
Not just potheads, that live out in California where they can get a prescription.
Probably.
Interesting.
I'm sure Two Stone Mike has a prescription.
Two Stone Mike probably has... He's probably got a house made out of it. It's a hut.
Two Stone Mike reminds me of Silent. It was a Silent Bob from fucking from Clerks.
Yes,
yeah. Silent Bob.
No, but no. Jay was the smoker. Silent Bob wasn't the smoker.
Yeah, but no. Jay. But he reminds me of Silent Bob.
Oh, he does.
Like I feel like because he called in this week and he's like, "I'm back in my spot. I'm in my backyard smoking a cigarette. It's my spot." Calls in. Two Stone Mike. Love Two Stone Mike. Remember to smoke your weed tonight. Tell people.
Actually, I spoke to Jen before the show. She's on her way to some 420 party.
Well, they all have them, the bars. They all open at, they open at 420. It's the whole thing.
I don't get it. What is the, I never really knew the meaning. Maybe I'm just like looking like a dork right now. 420? What does that represent?
Isn't that the police code for,
Is
it?
I think so. Let me look that up.
A little Google?
A little Google.
Wikipedia? Yeah.
Let's provide some information for the people. Let's do that today.
Here we go.
Josh is the information bank. On
I used to listen to a radio show up in Connecticut, a radio station up in Connecticut. I used to do the 420 brownie every day. And they would go, "Hey, it's the 420 brownie. Here comes one from Marley."
Ugh.
Whoa.
Every day?
Every day. They play that or they play Cypress Hill. They play some... some weed smoking music.
By Wednesday, I'd be like, "This is stupid."
What does 420 represent?
Let's see.
Interesting.
Although many diverse theories exist to explain the origin of the term, one central root of the phrase stems from a group of teenagers at San Rafael High School in San Rafael, California in 1971. The teens would meet after school at 420 to smoke cannabis at Louis Pasteur's statue.
Louis!
The term became part of the group's salute, 420 Louis.
Wow. Interesting.
So it's not a police code.
No, I guess not.
There's just a bunch of fucking kids that smoked every day at 420.
How fucking cool is that?
It is pretty fucking cool.
You one high school, you and your group of friends started a movement.
Yeah. You're that guy that invented 420.
That's got to suck, too, though. To invent a phrase that everybody uses and then, like, Because you'd want to get paid for that.
You'd want to get paid.
You would.
You know, merchandising on that 420? I'm sure there's t-shirts all over the galore. T-shirts galore.
Hey, that's my fucking thing. How do you prove you came up with that, you know?
You can't.
You can't. He's a pothead. Yeah. You don't know.
I came up with it.
Like the first guy to call people dude.
Yeah. Where did that come from?
Yeah.
Can we look that up? No, just kidding.
You're making Chops famous, Ron. You're bringing it back.
No, I'm not.
I mean, at first, you know, you got to be kind of, wow, that's cool. Everybody's using my thing. And then, fuck, everybody's using my thing.
Yeah, right.
Fuck, I should have done.
Yeah, when does that happen? When does that make that leap where it's went from cool to all right, everyone stop?
I don't know.
Probably because it's too popular, obviously.
It's probably when you grow out of it.
Right.
And you realize how dumb it was.
Right.
That's when you're like, everybody, jeez, just stop.
Just stop it.
By the way, congratulations to our listener from Milwaukee, Piads. Piads is the winner of $50 courtesy of You Broadcast because he was the only listener to send in the Rocket remix of Rocket's sex tape audio.
Wow.
Piads, you are the winner of $50 courtesy of You Broadcast. I tell you what, this show is taking off.
You could have like made up one on your own and said it was from.
We don't do that on the radio.
You could have said it's
Rocket.
Like Joe from the, you know, the gas station in Lindenhurst or something. You know,
wait, just mash a couple of buttons and say it was from some yes, like, and go, wow, that sucked. But
you are my
Phil
favorite.
Phil's inside. You know, just make shit up.
A real one for you.
No, just a claim
with
it. You know, not too.
Yeah.
That's coming from Steve in Bay Ridge.
There you go.
You're the winner of $50.
There you go.
Now, Piads from Milwaukee.
Wow.
You're the winner of $50 courtesy of You Broadcast. Email us at the show at lunaticradio.com with your information, sir, and we'll get it out to the brass, and they will collect your prize. They will send you your prize, sir. But in truth, everybody, he wasn't the only one who sent in a remix.
No.
No, because our boss did.
What?
Oh. You Broadcast John sent one in. The boss.
Ridiculous.
The guy who's giving away the $50, so he can't win the $50.
But he just figured he'd chime in on this little activity.
I guess he wanted to take a couple shots at Rocket.
Of course.
Hold on. Before we play that, let's give a little taste. Did we give a little taste of Piad's winning?
A little taste.
All right, here we go. This is Piad's winning remix.
You're making the audio for this very unsexy.
Milwaukee, he's your winner of the Rocket Remix Contest.
Burn that to CD and hand it to the DJ at Blush.
Yeah, why not, Rock?
Oh, as God, you get your that left would be dance. The worst. That is right there. That would probably be the worst thing ever.
As you're getting your lap dance, you'd be listening to yourself having sex. It'd be great.
Listen to myself is not great. Thank
Come
you.
Come on, Rock. Tell me you're not spinning that jam back in your pocket.
No, I'm not. I don't want to hear myself. I hate that line. What was I thinking? What's your motivation? I am a fucking...
What's your motivation?
You were trying to be hokey and funny and...
Just an idiot.
You're making this very unsexy.
You know what you were trying to do? You were doing a lot of things during that sex tape. You were trying to incorporate some humor. You were being very demanding. You were trying to be like the dominatrix a little bit.
Oh, I got a little side story real quick.
Go ahead.
I was at the store, and I thought I saw her.
Like, oh, no.
I was up at work, so I was like, I was at a chain store. I was like Target or whatever, because I just had to stop and pick up some shit. And so I was in an area that I wasn't familiar with.
That's a great endorsement for Target.
I don't give a shit.
Oh, yeah. Take it on, Rock. Take on the corporation. Go ahead.
And, I was coming down an aisle and I saw this chicken and like I just caught a glimpse and I walked away and I was like, oh no. And I'm like, what do I do?
Have you listened to the radio lately?
Hey, we've been talking about you recently.
And I was saying to myself, of course I'd run into her. Of course now I'd run into her.
Yeah. How many years has it been?
Oh, like six?
That'd be great.
Oh.
We should get together and watch some movies sometime.
God, that was, it was so weird. You know, and it was like, because I'm not going to get into detail, but she had, her hair was different style when I just saw her this past weekend. Well, quote unquote her. It wasn't obviously her.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh man. Like, so I was like, was that her? Was it not her? Because the hair threw me off.
Mm-hmm.
So I just had in that head, holy shit, what the fuck if it is her? What do I do? You know, do I say anything?
You did not did talk about the radio show.
Did she hear it? Yeah, right, exactly. Don't talk about the radio show.
She asked you about the radio show. She's like, ah, no, that thing went under years ago.
Yeah, so, ugh.
I stopped doing that. That kid Kieran's an asshole. Fuck him.
It'd be awesome if it was her and she was wearing a lunatic radio t-shirt.
Oh, no. Wah, wah, wah. So that was kind of weird. But luckily, it wasn't. Well, it might have been. She just didn't approach me. Because it was
maybe
that.
Maybe she heard the show.
It was that glance that was that immediately hit me in the head. Oh, was that her? You know? It wasn't like it took a little time to kind of develop in my head. Was it her? It was glance. Holy shit, was that her? But scary.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. What? Hopefully it wasn't.
All right. So that would have been odd, Rock. Really odd.
Yeah, I didn't even want to think about those ramifications.
So Piazza is the winner of the Rocket Remix. Our boss, John at U Broadcast, made his own remix. He cannot win the contest because he's the guy giving away the prize. But he was nice enough to take some time out and do a little Rocket Remix. So let's take a listen. It's from John at U Broadcast, everybody.
Pushing buttons. Do you remember, John, when we were at the expo when he was just pushing buttons on his little sound machine? He just loves pushing buttons.
I don't know if I'm listening to a Rocket Remix or an airplane crash.
Oh!
Can we make fun of the boss? No, it's great, John. That's what I meant.
The greatest thing ever. Mozart's got nothing on you.
All right, Piazza is the winner of the contest, buddy. Maybe John just has to remix that one. Maybe.
Do a. Or like just redo it.
One less sound effect might be good.
One less file attachment, more like. No, it was good. John's good. John is. That's what I like about John. That's why I like working with him, because he's really into this whole nonsense.
Hold on, the room's spinning because Rock is talking. The room's spinning. Don't spin it, Rock.
Oh, sorry. Okay, it was awful.
Thank you.
No, John's agree. Yeah, the effort. We enjoy it. We appreciate the effort. There's a lot going on in this. I mean, come on, people. Look. All right, next subject. What's next? Hey, Danica Patrick won her first IndyCar race. Anybody up for Danica Patrick, the IndyCar driver who's a chick and kind of hot?
Sure.
That's pretty much it.
That's what we got in that story.
Danica Patrick has won her first IndyCar race, everybody.
Do you think they let her win?
Patrick started her 50th race in Japan after second place finish in Detroit earlier this month. In 2005, she became the first woman to lead the Indy 500 race, but the victory she sought for several years always has escaped her. But she won her first IndyCar race, I believe, this past
week. So good for you. Congratulations.
Go for you, Danica Patrick.
Now get naked and Playboy.
That's what we want. That's all we want. Because the more popular she gets, the more likely it is she'll show to Cooter. Or there'll be a sex tape somewhere. You know what I mean? Some old boyfriend will come out of the woodworks with a Donald Patrick sex tape. And it would be great if the sex tape took place in like a Honda. And she's blowing some dude in the front seat. There's got to be a car involved somehow. You know what I mean?
In a Honda. It's like some shitty hatchback Honda.
Yeah. Because she's small enough. She's one of them girls that can have sex in a car.
She was in the this year's swimsuit issue of
Sports
Illustrated.
She's a cute chick, man. Yeah. You dig that Danica Patrick there, fucking Josh Gogan-age?
Yeah.
You just say Josh Gogan-age?
Yeah.
There's something hot about a chick who does that kind of thing.
What, driving cars?
Yeah.
Love it. Usually
aggressive,
I don't
aggressive girl
aggressive
driver.
Drivers.
Yeah.
By the way, did you hear about the school baseball team that lost 66-0 in two innings?
Oh, I read that. I saw that on Yahoo. Awful. It happened in Japan, of course.
Oh.
In Japan. High school baseball team in Japan suffered a tremendous drubbing after being beaten 66-0 with only two innings played when the losing team pleaded for the game to be called after such an outpouring of runs were scored. Rock, please give me some euchre.
Take over, Monty. I'm in the bag. Fly ball. Caught.
You know what, though?
And the pitch.
Here's the pitch.
Second chance?
Oh, shit.
It's a little trying to comedic timing there, Karen.
You feel bad for, like, you feel like, oh, they must suck. Maybe the other team's that fucking good.
Yeah.
How the hell did they leave the kid? Because it was, wait, how old were they? It was like Little League or some shit like that?
High school.
High school, whatever. They just left the kid after 10-0. They're like, just keep him in.
Yeah, but they were playing the Yankees, so what are you going to do?
Oh.
The rival team, I guess, scored 26 runs in the first inning and 40 more in the second inning.
How do you let the kid stay in after 10? They kept the same kid in for 250 pitches or something like that. Why did the coach let that happen?
The pitcher threw over 250 pitches in two innings.
They must have been just... How do you even throw a ball?
And the pitch.
They must have been just walking. Ball four, walk.
Yeah.
Ball four, ball eight, ball 12, and Vaughn has walked the bases loaded again. On 12 straight pitches.
It's like that old Bugs Bunny cartoon. They're just going like the chain.
How do these players lay off of pitches so close? Hit the ball. Hit the ball.
Here's the pitch. Oh, shit.
That's like every batter.
Here's the pitch. Oh, shit.
Just one after another.
Oh, dude. The winning team was provided with a 9-0 victory.
Yeah, so.
Providing a little bit of respect to the,
absolutely,
to the other team.
Who wants to see on their scorecard a couple years down the road?
Fuck that shit,
man. 66-0. The game should have been called after like 20-0. Why did they let it go up to 60?
Dude, I was in my high school team. When I played high school baseball, my team won 24-0.
Still 24. I mean, like 24 is like the max. To get the 66 runs or something like that?
How much respect?
You
lose 66-0. You should learn from that.
The point is, it probably took them 3 hours to get 66 runs across.
That's great.
After like 2 hours, be like, okay, we're done. Just stop.
What? I mean,
something's weird.
I mean, after like the 50th run, aren't you just going, come on, man? I mean, I would think after like once you hit 30, it gets a little ridiculous. You're just like, okay, do we need to play anymore?
60 runs.
You let it double up.
At least take the kid out. I mean, the kid's in high school. He could like throw out his arm, man. Fucking let someone else pitch.
And that play could be a finalist in the Trojan End's Boner of the Week Award.
60 fucking runs, man.
I don't understand why they let that happen. Even like that 24, but I mean, it's high school. 24 to nothing you lost? You won?
Yeah.
See, that's fucked up.
That was over 7 innings.
Like, after, like, 15-0, it should just be called. Fucking 24. Because you know what? It's, like, pointless. The game's over. Everyone's just losing, you know. Pitchers are just getting worn out at that point. So it's pointless.
The winning team scored 26 runs in the first inning, 40 in the second. So 26 runs in the first inning, and the other team got up going, all right, we can make a comeback. And then they pile on 40 more.
Yeah, right there. Yeah, the first inning style. Like, all right, here's our chance. I love to be in that coach, like in the dugout. Like, all right, guys, we can do this. We can make it. Just gotta chew away at it. Chew away at it. Come on, guys, get up for this.
Wow.
Fucking first guy gets up and he like, you know, fucking foul tips it. Can't even get a base.
That's not even, like, that's not even batting practice.
It's not fair. That's wrong. It's wrong that the umpires let that happen. It's wrong that the coach kept that pitcher in for that long. So.
Fucking teach the kid something.
What did he learn? That he stinks?
Show some fucking effort. Come on, you can't fucking... How do you lose 66... How do you let up 66 runs in two innings?
He was worn out. Listen, after like the 30th... You're missing the... Yeah. Think about how long it would take just to get to 30 runs, man. That's like an hour.
How does a coach let that happen?
No,
that's
but
the bigger
that,
question.
Like, what is...
Exactly, yes.
What is this team like, playing the Yankees? I mean, you would think eventually a kid's going to miss a ball.
I think we're missing
the fucking thing in there. Somebody's going
to
miss it.
We're missing a part of the story because to get 60 runs, that probably took 3+ hours to get. Even if everyone's swinging on the first pitch between the running, you know, the ball coming in, you got to figure, I mean, 60 runs across the plate, man, that's insane. Even if everybody hit a home run, you got to figure, it's fucking, that's at least 2 minutes, right? A batter.
Is a pitcher blind?
That's 120 minutes. That's 2 hours.
That's a lot of fucking runs.
Dude, now I'm thinking about it, you got to figure, I think that's a fair assumption to say, we'll say a minute. We'll say a minute. For someone to hit a home run on a first pitch round the bases, mm-hmm. takes a minute.
Mm-hmm.
If everybody did that, that's over an hour. That's over a fucking hour alone. Just that. That's nothing else a part of the game. It's fucking insane, man. It's fucking insane that they let that happen. They let that go on. It's ridiculous.
How about the crowd? Like, they must have been excited for the first 15 or so, but then like, oh, come on. Like, that would be the complete opposite of a normal baseball game. Which is, it's a fucking home run every minute.
Fucking so weird.
60. I almost don't even buy it.
Exactly. It just doesn't make sense, man. Doesn't make sense. Does not. There's no way they let that go on.
How do we make international news?
You know what? That's the only... You know, I was just thinking that in my head. That's the only thing I could think of that they were trying to do. That they knew if they let this go, this would be known around the world. Or after like the 30th run, they're like, you know what? Let's see how high they could go.
This kid's humiliation will go around the world.
That sucks to be that kid. That kid could have threw out his arm.
That's bad. It sucks to be that kid's dad.
He threw over 200. I mean, I know I'm like really hard. 250 pitches, man. That's a lot of fucking.
That's
pitches.
Bad genetics, your son. Fucking 66 runs.
Yeah, but don't.
What's his ERA like?
Yeah, right.
It's not even a number. It's just as awful.
It's a question mark.
Don't bother.
They practice differently over there in Japan with the baseball thing. They're like nuts with the fucking practice.
You're still a human being throwing. You played baseball. Throw 250 pitches, man.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
250, and it's probably more than that. Like you had.
Yeah, over 250. Yeah. And that's hours of pitching.
Yeah, because.
You know, like I said, my hour was based on everyone hitting a home run on the first pitch and getting around the bases in a minute.
You throw 250, just having a catch. Throw. What was the speed? It had to be at least 46 miles an hour.
After the 100th pitch, he was probably down to like 30 miles an hour.
Well, he couldn't. He wouldn't be able to reach the plate.
You got to throw it at least 46 miles an hour to get.
Really? That's the is that the math? Is that like physics math? Holy shit!
Somebody told me that. I could be fucking myself on that. I don't know.
Is that a rocket rumor?
That's not true, because I did see Bugs Bunny throw it extremely slow.
That's right, and it kind of did the loop-de-loops.
All right, Rocket's going to blush tonight to get the claim his prize.
You know, we're actually off that topic.
No, we're going back onto it.
I mean, I mind, but it's just going to be... you know what the part that bugs me about it? It makes it awkward. I should say it bugs me. It's going to be calling in. So, in actuality, my sex tape audio is going to kind of be in a way, kind of... Again, happening.
Yeah, we want to know what it sounds like to have when the new gets a lap dance.
The updated version of my audio. Ugh, it's awful.
By the way, divorce has hit YouTube. We'll talk about that right after the break.
Whoa!
Right? Back right after this.
I've got it. Hey, this is East Bay Chris, and if you don't listen to the LunaticRadio.com show, your mother will be raped by a pack of Raider fans. Slater.
Kind of got this truck driver's blues. Kind you can't lose if you ain't dogging and logging.
And then we went to the scene.
Oh, no shit.
The strip club right off the LIE, everybody, on beautiful Long Island.
Wow.
What a dump. What a dump that place is.
Was Clown there?
No, you know, I was actually thinking about
it. Looking around.
I was like, I wonder if I'll see fucking Crazy Clown here. I didn't see him. But I was saying, you know, I wasn't spending money there. I was just sitting on one of the seats. The Scene is a joint. It's one of these strip clubs that's just like a big room, and it just has chairs everywhere. Not like in any order. They're not like in semicircles. They're just thrown everywhere. So you just grab a couple of chairs, you put them in a line, you sit with your friends.
Right.
So that's what we did. I was just sitting there, and all of a sudden, this big burly, I'm going to use the word burly.
Burly
stripper came over to me. And dude, she smacked me on the face, ripped my belt off.
What?
Nipple. Ugh. Ripped my shirt off.
Wow.
And smacked me in the stomach with my belt.
What the fuck?
Exactly. That's what I said after all that occurred. I was like, what the fuck?
She should be paying you.
I was doing, you know how like a boxer goes in defense
with
his arms? I was doing that.
Oh.
And I shouldn't be doing that with a stripper on.
Yeah, you
but I was doing
dudes.
It because she was hurting me. I thought I was getting mugged by a stripper.
That's awful.
Yeah. What the fuck is up with that? It turned out my buddy went over to this chick and was just like... That kid over there, he likes to get beaten up.
Oh, that was it.
Like I'm one of those fucking guys that likes to get beat up by chicks, which is true. But not in like a public place.
Well, even if, but at least not with some burly chick.
No, man, this girl was burly too. Like she could play running back for some like football team. She was fucking big. She had fucking Tiki Barber thighs. That's what I'm thinking.
Was she a black woman?
No, not at all. No. She was just a big girl.
Wow.
Big fake boobs, dude. She threw them in my face.
Nothing hot about her.
Her boobs are hot.
Yeah.
Nothing really hot about her.
But the size.
Other than that she could probably completely kick your ass.
Well, that's not
like anybody's ass. Like she could beat up Ron. She was like 6'3".
What?
It's huge.
Oh, that is such a turn up. Super tall chicks do nothing for me.
No, they don't.
Something, I don't know, something about them. I don't know.
And the idea
that chicks taller than me. I mean, I'm 6'1". So chicks taller than me, no. No, it's just, that's too tall.
Yeah, so I got beat up by that girl. Put my shirt back on in shame. I had to stand up to put my shirt back on, and everybody's looking at me with my fucking 30-year-old flab.
Did you,
my chest hair.
Did you bruise?
I didn't. I thought I was. I got smacked right on the side of my gut with my belt, and it was like, and she's like, how do you like that? And I'm like, I don't. Get the fuck out. I wish I had the balls to say that, but I didn't. I just curled up in the fetal position trying to take the blows.
It's LunaticRadio.com.
Miss some of the live show? Be sure to check us out on iTunes and download the show located in the podcast directory under comedy. That's Lunatic Radio, iTunes, podcast, comedy category. Because we're...
That's LunaticRadio.com/iTunes to download the show.
Comedy, beer, smut, talk. It's LunaticRadio.com.
Josh Gogan in studio, everybody.
Rock and roll!
Email to the show, lunaticradio.com. Phone call hotline, 206-202-LUNA. That's 206-202-5666. The divorce has hit YouTube. What is this about?
I mean, what's going on?
Apparently, there was some broad that went on YouTube and made like a tape about how her husband sucks.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know about this. Is it still on?
Here's the news clip.
Oh, okay.
This morning, another milestone in the YouTube era.
Just when you think you've seen it all, now comes divorce on YouTube.
So he has no grounds for a divorce, but he's still trying to throw me out of our apartment in 30 days for no reason. And I'm fighting back, and I'm going to do this video, and I'll put it up on YouTube.
Why not? Well, lawyers can't think of another case like this one. They're calling it a scary new step. And the teary and furious clip, apparently she eventually gets teary-eyed and furious. The wife of a major Broadway theater operator spills secrets and intimate details about their marriage on the website. The attempt by Patricia Walsh Smith to humiliate her husband has already netted more than 150,000 hits. But divorce experts say the video could come back and haunt her if the judge frowns upon her airing dirty laundry.
Well, I think that might happen.
You think?
I really do.
What a bitch. What a bitch. That's not cool. Yeah. And that better come back to haunt her. I mean, maybe the guy's a dick. I don't know. But still, you don't fucking air that shit out.
Right. Well.
You gotta handle it in court like the old-fashioned days. Get a couple lawyers and drag that bastard out for years.
Yeah.
Going on YouTube and your web camera talking about your husband.
Well, you know, it's because it's going to get around to, I don't know. That's just
the only thing. The only thing I can see how it affects is like a defamation of character.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, but you don't want to.
Lawyer Rocket.
This is like, this is, I don't like this territory at all. Planting the seed in everybody's head that, you know what, just go on YouTube and fucking bitch somebody out for no reason. That could happen.
Fucking people post like fighting videos, like kids like fighting at their high school on YouTube. Just like insanity's on there.
YouTube is going to be the ruin of the world. It really is.
Do you think?
Yeah, I think that's going to be the end. Because people are looking at YouTube as an actual way to get attention, like a valid way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just. Oh, we're so fucked.
People really crave attention, man. It's crazy.
They love the attention.
Crave it.
And it doesn't matter if it's for a good reason.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's just, I want attention no matter what.
Right, yeah. Some people crave being known as the villain.
Yeah.
And they'll go on the internet and do bad things and post it and blah, 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 blah. And they love it. As long as it's attention.
It's all that matters.
This is scary shit, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, talking about your fucking marriage on YouTube. And
well, they were already done.
But still.
Yeah.
Better come back to bite her in the ass and put a fucking capper on this.
The only way it's going to happen, considering his job and because he deals with the public, would be a defamation of character lawsuit. But let's say he did it and he wasn't like, you know, I don't know.
Joe DePluma? If he was Joe DePluma?
No, he probably, you know what, you're right. He probably still could do that lawsuit. So mm-hmm. it's going to bite her in the ass.
Yeah.
Better bite her in the ass. There's more to the clip. Hold on.
How I feel about it. If you got a real public...
Oh, these are the anchors bantering about it. I love this.
Blah, 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 blah. Job. Mm-hmm. And then you go on YouTube.
Right.
And you embarrass the person. Are you gonna watch your video?
Well, I guarantee it's got more hits now. Go ahead. Yeah, keep going.
If you're going to try to embarrass that person out of a job, if you have a real public job, I can understand it being revenge. Right? Unless she really wants to.
Shut up and get to the point!
I don't even see it in the top videos, but nonetheless, 150,000. I don't know. You know, are people going too far? That's a question. Did she go too far?
She went too far, sir, Mr. Anchorman.
I don't understand it. I don't understand. Everyone's just using YouTube just to fucking. It's a little fucking soapbox.
It's not a fucking business. It's no one else's business.
People put up anything.
I'd be the same way if it was her husband going on there bitching at his fucking wife. The same way. You just don't fucking hear that shit. Leave it. Leave it to fucking.
What goes through their head? They'd be like, you know what? Maybe I should do this.
Tension.
Yeah.
It's attention.
And it's that fucking that vindictiveness.
And it's the ability to do it, you know?
Yeah.
It's just that I can do this. It's, there's no, it doesn't take any skill to put a video on YouTube.
Is it like that girl farting video we saw before? Why do people do that?
You're right. Josh is right. YouTube's the end of the fucking world because we were watching a video of a chick farting on
and it wasn't like it wasn't like a case where it was caught. She set it up. Like, she even got closer to the camera so, like, you could get a better view and hear it better or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as she finished, she got up and shut off the camera. Like, it was she set it up just to, like, why? Why? What made it funny, though, was a cat, like, all over the place.
That
in the
was
video.
The funny thing about
that
the
was,
video.
Like, the fucking cat.
I guess the lady had a
and
cat.
And every time she farted, like, the cat would, like, kind of make a face, like, what the fuck was that? You know?
And the cat's going, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah. Like, even the cat was pissed. It walked away after a while.
That's why I like cats. Cats always have that face, like, get the fuck out of here, dude.
But what? Like,
a cat never wants to be bothered.
Yeah.
A dog's like a... Dogs are cool, but they're always like, give me attention. Oh,
yeah.
You know,
dogs are
face.
Attention whores.
A cat is... You look at a cat and a cat's like, what?
Dogs and cats are different because...
Cats are going to rule the world because they don't demand attention.
Are you saying I'm being hacky, Josh?
No. Dogs and cats are different.
All cats have that.
Dogs and cats are like comparing apples to oranges.
You know, women like cats and men like dogs. And here's why.
I'm not going to go on my pit now.
Oh, he's all upset
now. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that.
I think I need a lap dance. Josh, help me out.
It's going to be me alone on the show at 7
funny.
O'clock.
It would be the Josh show. Wow, Josh.
Show me how to run drunk calls.
By the way, Josh, do you like the racing?
What kind of racing?
Wait, what do you mean, like racing? Hispanics?
No, not
blacks?
Really.
Oh, all right.
It depends. Like
if racing.
It's a, if it's a short distance race, then yeah, sure. But those.
Well, we're not going to really pay
hours
to
of
the race.
Hours of hours in a circle. Then no.
RCJ might be getting us tickets to a race. That's right.
Whoa, look at us with a hookup.
Hmm. You know what though? I have heard that your whole view of NASCAR or any kind of race completely changes
once you're there. Exactly.
Watch me backpedal.
RCJ is Race Car Johnny's wants to hang out with us, and he's going to give us some tickets to a race, I think.
Very exciting.
We'll find out in a couple weeks. It's at the Watkins Glen, I believe.
Wow.
Up in, where is that, upstate New York?
Up in, the mainland for us Long Islanders. Should be fun.
Oh, by the way,
a remote show.
I believe Andy, one of our listeners, Andy, sends in an email. I thought I should send you a little note now that it looks like I'm settled in for the long term as a long term listener. I found you when I was
settling.
Yeah, he's settling in.
He had to like kind of get used to it.
I guess we
work
made,
into our system.
We made the cut.
All right. Made a past spring training.
I found you guys when I needed something to replace Bubba after Sirius fucked him over.
Wait, what?
Let his show tank.
Oh.
What?
Apparently, Sirius let Bubba the Love Sponge and his show tank.
I have Sirius in my vehicle.
Yes.
And I love talk radio, so. And there's. Sometimes there's nothing else on, and I tune to Bubba.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those where I listen for a couple minutes until I'm like, fuck, man, this sucks. And I change it. And then like 5 minutes later, I'm like, all right, let's see what he's talking about now.
Right.
Awful.
I really never heard the. I heard it when he used to be syndicated to Connecticut, and I used to catch it in the morning sometime, but I never really found him.
I never heard his show.
Like, I like other people on his show, like some of the people around him, I actually like. But him, it's like, he's. Oh.
So according to this guy, Andy, we're his alternative to Bubba the Love Sponge?
Apparently.
Wow.
He says, I really like what you are doing. Really? While obviously not a big budget production, you obviously know how to put together your audio chain to get a clean sound.
Ooh, look, he's someone who appreciates all the fucking machinery we have here.
You have a nice sense of wit and timing. And some really
we good, sure do, Kieran.
And some really good chemistry.
Guys, observant.
All right, enough.
See the little gag we just did there? See?
It's a bit behind the bit.
Oh,
it's
wow.
A bit on,
Like the, you're right. Why'd I have to get loud, though?
Timing.
It's great that some guys with real talent are taking advantage of the new opportunities opened by the internet. Who has talent here? Anybody?
What's the opportunity?
Which one of you fucking dicks got talent?
The only opportunity the internet gives is fucking porn.
To broadcast for free to thousands of people.
By the way,
Andy. Andy likes us. Thank you, Andy.
By the way, I heard something that the porn industry exclusively online generates billions of dollars.
Ah, that reminds me.
And
stepping out on a limb with that one, Rock.
Wait, can you wait till I finish?
I'm trying to do the timing thing. No, man, you can.
That.
Why didn't you stop?
That.
Go ahead and talk.
I wanted to suck Bernard's cock.
That's all you add to the show, huh? Oh, what? Now you got nothing to say, huh?
What were you going to say?
Billions of dollars.
Yeah.
Andy's going to stop listening. Billions of dollars that the government might look into taxing it.
Taxing porn?
Taxing it.
Oh, fuck.
Because
you.
It generates so much money that to help the economy.
That's disgusting.
They're going to tax it.
Potentially
how?
Tax it. They'll find a way.
I'm trying to.
You
think
already
paid
sales tax on it.
It's pretty easy, actually, because since it's all web-based, it's pretty much all credit card. Mm-hmm. And since it's going through your credit card, they can determine how to tax it because it's, you know, it's documented how you're paying for it. There's no way to, like, send cash to a porn site to pay for, like, a subscription or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
So, potentially.
Tax.
It's almost a rocket rumor, but from what I understand, that there it's being thrown around because of the amount of money that it generated.
What is a rocket rumor?
What I just said, pretty much. But that's what I heard. What
no,
might
explain
happen?
It, because
a rocket rumor is where, you know, I kind of come up with a fact or potential fact just based on some of my own thoughts, based on actual facts. So the actual fact that the porno industry is generating billions of dollars, I heard through some my own sources that the government. Wait, let me finish. That the government may start taxing it because of the amount of money they generate, the revenue they generate. So.
So did you just say when you have a thought, it automatically becomes a fact?
No. A potential fact.
Right.
Based on a fact is a rocket rumor. So the fact is, so here's the example. The fact is billions of dollars generated by the porn industry. Rocket rumor is the government might start taxing it.
Ah, now I get it. Now I get it. That's a rocket rumor.
That's a rocket rumor. Government might start taxing your
mm-hmm. So we have timing on the show. Apparently we learned that.
We do not.
Do have timing. Bubble Love Sponge show stinks. That's what I heard.
We don't have timing. Okay, all right, I gotta stop. That's annoying.
It is. I'm already done with that bit.
We're done?
All right.
Okay.
Enough. And actually, your timing's good, so you're bombing on it.
I'm bombing and bombing.
Yeah.
Weird.
There's gonna be a
time. Oh,
I wish.
Dude, just stop.
Okay, I'm done.
All right.
I saw this in the new issue of Maxim. There's going to be like this set top box that streams porn to your TV.
Is that called the VCR?
No. It's going to be like a wireless thing, but all it does is porn.
See, it's a multi-billion dollar industry, man. It's going to get taxed.
People.
It's going to get taxed.
I love technology. I love how we take technology and just spin it into a porn vehicle.
I'm trying to find the name of it, but I'm not having any luck right now. But good God.
Like, really?
Just
wait until the thing we were talking about a couple weeks ago called the grid?
Yes.
Just wait until I fucking hear
forget it
takes over the internet. When you can download movies in 5 seconds, is that what it was?
Fire, that's the name of it. FYRE.
And this device?
Set-top box delivers on-demand movies. You could sum up the state of TV. At the Adult Entertainment Expo, we know one thing people will choose. It's a fucking box that streams porn. The Firebox.
It's the magic porn box?
The Firebox will be free but require a subscription plan ranging from $10 to $100. Fire shares revenue with the adult film studios that supply the videos, which are protected by copyright laws. Fire has about 5,000 movies already available and 20,000 and is still expanding.
Now, with this box, you can go on there and pretty much search out any movie you
DVD
want.
DVD quality movies on demand to your home television.
So it's like HBO on demand?
Just plug it into an Ethernet port in your television and go to town.
Fuck.
Dude, I just went to the site that gives you some pornography statistics.
Yeah.
Every second, over $3 million is being spent on pornography.
Isn't that sad?
What like, is?
It's one
no,
of those
it's
things.
Not.
No, no,
it should happen.
No, it's one of those things where you know it seems so necessary at the time, but right afterward, it's like, what the fuck am I doing?
Yeah, it's so true. You nailed it. I know. It's like, why did I bother?
Right. It's a level of disappointment in myself and humanity as a whole. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like, this shit shouldn't be available for me to jerk off to.
It's true.
Why is this here?
Yeah.
And you know, here's a kicker. Based on 2006 stats, we're number 4 in most generated in highest revenue as far as the pornography industry. Number
guys?
One. No. Based on country.
Oh, country. Okay.
Country. Number one is China. Believe it or not.
Sick fucks of it.
$27 billion.
They're so repressed over there, you know?
And it's funny, interesting, here's the top four. China, South Korea, Japan, and then the United States. It's funny, all like the Far East and then us.
Dude, what the fuck are they doing over there?
What does that say about us?
What are they counting as porn over like in Japan, though? You know? Because like, they have weird...
Yeah.
They like weird things there. Don't they have like those like candy machines that just like dispense like juice underwear?
Panties.
Yeah.
Ah, that reminds me. Last
wait a minute.
There's a website called eBand.
What?
eBand.
Okay.
Which sells items that have been banned from eBay, but basically it's women who are selling used underwear and shit like that. And it's so sad to me that women. Just if you pay $6, buy a pack of panties, wear them, and then put them on eBand, you could sell them for like $60 each.
Wow.
You could make money just wearing clothes and then selling them. That's the... Dudes cannot... Do you women understand how fucking...
Good you got it?
Good you got. We don't make as much as a man does. Well, I can't sell my underwear
right.
for $60.
Right. I was talking to a friend the other night who's a chick, and she gets home and she's like, oh, I'm bored. I got nothing to do tonight. And I was like, what are you talking about? You can call probably 12 guys in your Rolodex and be like, you want to bang? And you'd have a nice party that
right,
night.
Right, right.
Yeah, I can't go do that. All I have is my porno or sleep. That's my two choices tonight.
Yeah. Chicks don't buy you free drinks in hopes of fucking you.
Yeah.
You... Fuck.
Chicks have it so easy. I know what you're saying, Josh.
It's not a fair world.
You can't go out and fucking buy a pair of pants, wear them once, and throw them on eBay.
Right.
And grab $60.
Right. It's...
No one's buying the Josh Gogan boxes.
Right.
Sell them at the Cringe Humor Show.
Yeah, that'll be good. It's so frustrating to think about.
Yeah, they do have it so easy.
Is that why we get mad when chicks stand up and go to woman power? Woman
yeah.
Because you guys already have more power than us.
Yeah.
The power that women have is it forces men to do things that we don't want to do.
Right.
Do women understand how horribly lazy men would be? If we didn't have that factor,
Do
you think Bill Gates
right.
would be a billionaire and computers would be where they are right now if he hadn't gotten if he'd gotten tons of pussy in school?
Right.
If it was so easy, or if women didn't exist at all? No.
Right. All right. Now I know where you're going. I thought you were losing me for a
it's
second.
It's a motivator.
Yeah. Pussy is a motivator. Pussy is the ultimate fucking drug. It's fucking a drug. Everything guys do is to get pussy. It really is.
And anything that's not, is it, nobody gives a shit about. You know? Oh, hey, what'd you do today? I sat around and watched TV.
But if you got laid that night, your response would be like, dude, I fucking met this chick.
Huh.
I got some fucking ass. Dude, and you'd be talking about it forever. Yes.
Yeah.
Like what guys talk about chicks they've banged for years.
Absolutely.
Average guy, how often does the average guy clean his place?
I don't know.
Very rarely. Unless a chick's coming over, and then he's fucking sweeping and mopping and vacuuming and dusting.
Absolutely.
Dudes don't... there would be an inch thick of dust on everything in every dude's house.
Men would live like savages if there was no pussy around the bath. Savages! We'd be fucking dirty. We would shave. There'd be hair all over the place. There'd be shit on our legs.
Do just enough to eat.
I don't know.
Just, what do you do at night?
Just enough activity to eat.
Right. We breaking shit.
Fuck it, I'll get it later.
Pussy keeps the world spinning,
it's
baby.
Very true, man.
It really does. But don't get... This is why we get mad. But we get mad when you see those girls stepping up and going, oh, women rights, women power, blah, blah, blah. It's because you already have the power. That's why we get mad. We don't want you to have more power. You already have it. You realize that? Fuck! The reason why we exist and work and have motivation is because you got a CUDA.
Power to pussy. Look at this, man. Every second, over 28,000 internet users are viewing pornography.
Actually, I thought it would have been more than that.
Every second?
Yeah.
28,000.
If pussy is a drug, then Kieran is as sober as a 2-year-old. Coming in from the chat room. Sober man, sir.
Yeah, they don't have gum for that, though. Mm. Imagine if they did. That's what we should get on top of.
Pussy gum.
That way, you can get your gum. Chew your gum and start enjoying your life.
Yeah. Fuck. Can they create gum that has the same effect as pussy has on a dick?
That's true. Porn is the gum. It's not the gum necessarily, though, because porn, you watch porn, and it's a short substitute, but actually I think it makes you more, you know, wanting to get out there.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, you see enough chicks, and you're like, ah, you need to get that out of your mind completely.
Maybe that's why fucking dudes drink so much. Fucking forget about the wanting of the pussy.
See, when I drink, though, it makes me want it more.
I'm that way to a point. I'm like, fuck, I ain't moving.
Pussy.
Yeah. I'll be,
That's how lazy I am, though.
Sometimes, I'll be around some later.
Asshole.
That's how lazy I am.
Rock is going to get pussy.
I'm not going to get it.
Sometimes I'll debate whether it's worth the effort to have sex.
Sometimes you just don't want sex.
I don't want to move. I just don't want to do anything. Like, I just want to just lay there and fucking, you know, it's too much effort.
You want to get your rocks off, but you don't want to have to work.
Yeah.
That's basically
it. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I understand that.
Like, even the slightest bit of movement sometimes is too much. I don't want to fucking.
Yeah, what is with that? Isn't that weird?
What?
It's like true. Like, man, you'll like want to create, like, right now, like, you and I just like, ah, chick, gimme, you know, yum. Right. But then, like, after a while, it's like, you get into Josh's thing, it's like, can I just lay here?
Yeah, just go to sleep. I just want to go to bed.
That's so wild, man.
Yeah, but it's because it's available all the time. If it wasn't available all the time, yeah, then it wouldn't be that way.
It's that,
well, that's
supply and demand.
Yeah.
Supply and demand.
Yeah. Well, that's when you try to incorporate some other things into the old sexual activity.
Well, that's when you get dicks, you get little dildos up your ass. Is that what happens?
Dildos
here?
Up the ass. Maybe incorporate a little humor. Speaking into of it.
Humor? What do you mean? What are you cracking jokes?
Do it in fucking different places.
What the fuck are you doing humor
still
for?
Still working on that for you, Rock? Getting the dildo in the A?
Yeah, let's not bring that up again. I was just saying it
that's one of those I have my fingers crossed that just happens.
No.
That it comes.
No,
fruition.
You don't want. No, Josh, don't say you want that to happen.
No, I do. No. So you can call in and let us know how it's going.
Dildo in the A. Run. Is that what you're doing?
Remember when Lexi Love called in?
Oh, dildo up the ass, right.
Wow, you forgot what? Less than a month ago?
I don't know. So many fucking broads come on the show. I don't know. I don't remember the conversation. How many conversations in 8 years have we had about dildos and jacking and all that?
Never forget about Lexi Love, sir. She should always remember.
Lexi Love wants to put a fucking dido up your ass.
Dido?
A dido.
Dido?
Yeah.
She is so cute.
Yeah, you would let her, too.
Probably. So sad. I would just be thinking
little one.
Of...
I'd just be thinking of the prize.
Don't turn on the vibrating part.
Please don't.
Do you think you could bang her out with a dildo in your ass, Ron?
Oh, God, no.
It's all, it would almost look like a load coming out. Like you're dropping a deuce and banging her out.
That's disgusting.
I want an image of that, actually.
Ew, what?
Tell me that wouldn't be fucking hysterical. Put that on College Humor.
Shut up. You're so weird. Yeah. It'd be hysterical. It'd be look, so... he's got a dildo up his ass.
Look at this guy. He's got a... he shoved a dildo up his ass and he's banging a chick out. Great. Funny would that be, right?
I don't get that. I don't get it.
When you're at the strip club tonight, can you fucking have a chick just do... well, two fingers up the rocket ass as you're on the phone with us. That's,
okay, you know, no. Everything's not for the show.
I don't get that. Like, some dudes like that. And it's, I don't know whether to be, like, I don't know whether to be envious of that because they have more available to them.
Right.
You know, like, oh, yeah, she put a finger in my ass and then she pinched my nipples. And I'm like, stay away from, you know, stay away from my nipples, my fucking ass, you know? Like, you have one area of concentration.
Right.
But I'm kind of envious of guys who do, like, enjoy that kind of thing because they have more variety.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got one.
Keeps things more interesting, yeah. I guess. Hey, shout out to Elmhurst, Illinois. According to a 2006 search engine trend survey, they are the top U.S. city for searching the word porn. Elmhurst, Illinois.
Do you search the word porn?
No.
No.
Just go to naughtyamerica.com.
Oh, maybe the word porn represents a whole, you know, sexual words.
No, Karen.
Just the word porn?
Porn. Maybe wow. Maybe it's part of a sentence, but that doesn't matter. The word porn is involved. Elmhurst, Illinois.
No, I mean,
tops that list.
If you're looking,
they also top. Sorry, Josh. They also topped the list for XXX. Who the fuck types in XXX nowadays?
That's what I'm getting. Who types in porn? Elmhurst, you know what you Illinois. Want, so you right. Like you look up, you know, naked Asians or you fucking something like that. You know, porn.
Who does? You got a good point, Josh.
What do you want? What do you want to eat? I don't know. Let's go to Google. Food.
Yeah, it is kind of dumb, right?
Then this brings up this other question. How the hell does YouPorn exist? How does that site exist?
I don't know.
That is free porn.
YouPorn and Xvideos, I think it is.
How do they exist?
Advertising.
No, I understand how they're for generating money, but all you have to do is say, I'm over 18, and you're in. It doesn't take much.
It's the ninth wonder of the world.
It's the same. It's the
or
same.
Eighth.
It's the same way that anything job, on the internet where you have to be an adult exists. You know, like you can't. You're not supposed to be over 14 for MySpace. You just lie about your age, and then you,
so
there you
weird.
Go.
This is why. You're right, man. This fucking internet's gonna destroy everybody.
Yeah,
we love it. Love it.
That's why I. That's why I think that. Maybe. Never mind.
What the hell? Elmhurst, Illinois also is a top keyword for sex. The fuck is wrong with that city? If you're a listener from Elmhurst, Illinois, give us a shout. I'd love to know what the fuck's up with your area. Or if you're around Elmhurst and you know someone who might live in Elmhurst, what is the town? What's the deal with that area?
It's like,
they topped the list for all three. You know, sex, XXX, and the word porn.
Apparently the town just found out about sex.
You're familiar with the story of the Tower of Babel in the Bible, right? Where they everybody got together and they built this huge tower to reach the heavens, and mm-hmm. and God was pissed, so he knocked the tower over and scattered everybody across the
God
land.
God said, "Go fuck yourself."
Yeah, he said, "Go fuck yourself," and that's why people speak different languages, because he didn't want us to communicate with each other. And you know, for longest time, I was like, "Wow, that God's a dick." But now I'm starting to go, you know what? Maybe he's onto something, because look at the shit that's on the internet, because the communication's the way it is now.
Exactly.
Perhaps he had a point.
This is like pot talk right here on the 420, everybody. 420, April 20th. We'll take a break. We'll come back. There was an earthquake, too.
Really?
We should talk about that.
Did that happen in Elmhurst?
Rocket's going to get a lap dance tonight. Stick around. We'll do some drunk calls also. Josh Gogan in studio. Joshy Jingles, as we like to call him. Back right after this.
This is Doozy in Salt Lake, and...
lead you.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Lunatic.com. My name is Henry Rollins. I'm telling you this fact. Touch your friends, touch your mother and sister, but do not touch this dial or bookmark setting in your Google. My name is Henry Rollins. I'm signing off. Good night.
And I am LunaticRadio.com.
Cause I'm a liar.
It's LunaticRadio.com.
Hell, rip your mind out. Hell, burn your soul.
Yeah, let's feel it. Get it. Bar night. Yeah. Punk. Yeah. Ass. Yeah.
No.
Face. Bar night five-ish, we don't really have a name. Bar night five-ish, Finkel, that's any game. Bar night five, come on down. Bar night five is on Weaker. Doesn't rhyme, who cares?
No.
Bar night. Thunder Jackson's on Bleaker. Bar night. What? Bar night. Don't hit his ears.
No, don't.
Come on down to Thunder Jackson,
please.
It's on Bleaker Street. You know it. I don't really have the address.
It's okay.
Just show up and don't die.
Good advice.
Bar night. Yeah. Fuck. Yeah. Lunatic Radio Bar Night at Thunder Jackson's, 169 Bleecker Street in New York on May 3rd.
The LunaticRadio.com show.
Are you looking for HD quality, uncensored broadcasts from all genres of news, sports, music, entertainment, and more? Or are you a broadcaster looking for a program to help easily get your live and pre-programmed content out to a wide audience? If you are either an avid listener of internet-based programming or a broadcaster with little or even advanced knowledge, then UBroadcast is for you. UBroadcast has created two revolutionary products for both the listener and broadcaster. First, the UBroadcast Player. The UBroadcast Player for the listener immediately gives access to hundreds of live and pre-programmed shows with easy-to-use functions and interactive features. It also gives access to featured content and, coming soon, live concerts, adults-only programming, and premium content channels. And if that's not enough, the UBroadcast Station Manager. The UBroadcast Station Manager is an easy-to-use broadcasting tool that will quickly get your show up and running. Talk live about topics that are important to you that may not get coverage in mainstream media. Conduct interviews and other presentations, debate live callers, and play sound effects and commercials just like professional broadcasters. The best part to getting started is that it's all free. So go to ubroadcast.com and try it yourself. That's www.ubroadcast.com.
And now back to the show, lunaticradio.com.
Fucking songs you throw on in the car after you break up with your chick and you're on the highway driving home. Feeling a little melancholy.
Are we,
Then we did that bit way back when, Rock, good driving music.
That's right. That's when we had no topics.
I like that bit, too. I remember
really?
That one, yeah.
Dude, driving music is something everybody can fucking relate to.
It was a fun bit.
You know, what did I say? I always listen to the fucking depressing shit when I drive on long distances. What do you listen to on, like, long trips? Like, what do you throw on? What kind of music? What is the feel of the music?
See, I'm bad with this because I listen to so much different shit. I'll listen to whatever.
Yeah, you're one of them guys that's just all over
the place. Like a lot of music, yeah.
You're like a music buff.
Right, exactly, yeah.
I've realized I can't.
Although, I'm sorry, John, I'm on a Lucy bit lately. Like, just fucking listen to Lucy. So it's like all that 80s, 90s alternative.
You're not listening to the Kane on Ethel?
We were making fun of him the other night.
Fucking Kane.
See, he was awful the other night. What the fuck did he do? He's like, he said, like, degenerate. Oh, that's a funny word.
He says nothing.
Fucking guy is the worst. Oh, plethora. He used the word plethora. And he's like, well, that's a word I don't really use. Lots. This is Ethel. Here's Panic at the Disco.
Ethel. They're so useless.
He is so dumb.
Kane is the...
He stinks.
Kane is a DJ. He used to be like a mid-afternoon drive time DJ in New York for 92.3 K-Rock.
bad. The Rock is back. Whatever the fuck it was, right? He was actually a big-time DJ. You heard him on the Stern Show a couple times. You know, he used to come on the Stern Show back when Stern was on K-Rock. And now he's like, I guess he picked up a job at XM on Ethel.
Right.
The I guess it plays the modern rock. Right?
No one wanted to hear him.
The new modern rock. Whatever yeah. they play, like the Bravery and the Killers. Yeah. But Kane comes on and he says nothing.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, that was Bravery, Kane, Ethel, Nirvana.
He stinks.
It's like, what's up, Kane? Why are you there?
Right.
Why are you there? Just go from song to song. It doesn't matter.
It's satellite radio anyway. Don't want it to really hit you. Yeah. Hear you? Hit you. I want to hit him. Yeah, so that was the Bravery. They got a tar or something. Ethel.
What he'll do, though, is sometimes be like a Kane, Ethel. The Bravery's coming out. Nirvana, Ethel. Like, he'll have a thought and he'll just be like, yeah, fuck it.
Just gives up.
Yeah. He'll, like, want to say something, but he's like, I don't know. He almost sounds like he's too cool for the room. Like, in the way he's like too cool to be on the radio.
Yeah, right.
It's like, I don't know.
He stinks.
Like, he overdoes that cool guy vibe.
Yeah, he's really like, he's like, I'm just hanging. I really don't have anything to do. But he does it so much, it sounds lame. It sounds pointless.
And he gives that impression that the listeners will just locked into anything he'll say. Like, okay, what is Kane gonna tell me about the new Bravery album? But he comes across like, oh, whatever I say is fucking gold. And half the time he doesn't even say Ethel.
Yeah.
He doesn't even say the fucking station. He'll go Eth. Fish Kane Eth.
Eth, yeah. Like, it's just completely lazy. Yeah, that was Chemical Romance. They're good. Ethel.
Ethel.
Yes. Yeah, that was a new one from Beck. You could find it somewhere.
He did he actually did a Richard Patrick break a couple weeks ago, and I was listening. They played like the new song from Anthems of the Damned, Soldiers of Misfortune. Came back. Mm-hmm. He's like, ah, it's Kane Ethel. Richard Patrick got into a fight with him in a bar a couple years ago. Here's Nirvana Ethel. I was like, what? All right, go on about that. Because I might want to hear a
story.
A couple more lines, Kane.
Yeah.
What, are you too lazy to speak, you cocksucker?
Yeah, that was Stone Temple Pilots. I think they're doing a tour or something. I don't know. Google it. Ethel.
Fucking douchebag he is.
That's Kane. Ethel.
He realizes how pointless his job is. He's like,
I know. It's like a satellite radio DJ.
It's satellite radio DJ.
But then why they hire him?
Everybody knows what information... You know, they already have the information for the song and the artist and all that stuff. So what am I doing? I'm talking.
Maybe that's it.
I have 15 seconds to say something just to break up the music.
Yeah, that was Against Me. It was on your XM player, Ethel. I don't remember the name of the song, but you could just hit rewind on your XM player, Ethel.
He literally does breaks. He's like, hey, it's okay. No, that was the Bravery, Muse Ethel.
Yeah, there
we
go.
Just a little, this is Kane. I watched a movie last night. It was pretty good, Ethel.
Yeah.
I just made a sandwich, Kane. I just made a sandwich. Ham sandwich was better through that, Ethel. Yeah.
See, and people might be like, why do they keep doing the so long? Like, we can't figure. He literally will just hold out an because he's trying to think of something to say, and then he realizes, I got nothing, so he might as well listen to music.
What's another Ethel song? They play Portishead? What does Ethel play?
No, what do they usually play?
Ethel plays like
they play like the pop rock, the new pop rock.
Here we go. All right, want to do a Kane break?
Sure.
You're gonna go into a song called it's by the Bravery Belief.
All right.
What do you want to come out of? Actually, you can't do that. Go ahead.
So yeah, just like let it start. Can you let it start?
I can't end it. That's the thing. I want to end the song and then do like.
Oh, I was going to say we could just do the reverse where we go into it.
Yeah, go into it. Go into the Bravery.
Yeah.
Do it.
That was Muse and, they're doing a tour or something. So here's the Bravery. I don't know. Just listen. Just look at it on your dot machine. Ethel.
That's exactly a cane break. That is exactly what it is. That's exactly what it is.
Just awful.
He just does not want to be there. Fucking Kane on Ethel. There is no point. And you hear the other DJs on Ethel, and they're all about it, man. They're Mr. fucking on the board. Hey, it's fucking Stevie. I'm here telling stories, trying to do like the, you know, give me some fucking feedback, blah, blah, blah. Not Kane.
Right.
Comes in, ah, fuck it. I'm here, Ethel.
Wait, here's a, this is a better one. Yeah, that was Muse. Isn't Muse another word for artist? I don't know. Ethel.
Yeah, fucking this guy.
Just has no idea what to say.
Kane. Man, it's a great job, though, if you can get it.
See, O-Town's getting it. Hey, it's Kane. That song, just read your screen. Ethel. Nice one, O-Town. In the chat room on YouBroadcast, YouBroadcast.com/comedy. Check it out. You could actually interact with us live. Or don't.
My musical tastes now are just... I just hover around what I listen to in high school. Pretty much.
That's why I'm enjoying Lucy right now.
Because it's like I go through the different stations and it's like, my bloody Valentine. I don't even want to bother trying to listen to that. And like the name, half the time the name of the band just turns. I could, you know, kind of be into the song and I see the name and go, fuck that band. And then it's like, all right, Tool, I'll listen to that. Korn, I'll listen to that. You know, I need to set up my iPod to play everything I listen to from 94 to 2000, and that's all I'll ever need.
Right.
Imagine if, like, the brass at XM came to Kane and went, look, Kane, now you got to do the fucking weather in time.
Oh, no.
He would probably bitch. He'd be like, fuck that.
You got to be kidding me.
No. And he'd half-ass it. What do you...
It's 12-something, and it's...
it's fucking mid-afternoon. Kane, Ethel, here's the Wigs. Fucking guy.
What about my creative freedom?
Yeah, that was Chemical Romance. People like them. Ethel.
That's all he does.
Shit. Just
and it's not like he's like his job isn't to go grab a record, put it on the player, yeah. Put the needle down. Nah,
no.
He's sitting in front of a touchscreen going, okay, I'll play this one. Press.
You know, maybe that just goes to show. Maybe he's just like really bored, but he just needs to work. You know, he doesn't want to. You know, maybe he's
and when he's talking, when you hear his voice, it's recorded.
Yeah, it's not even live.
It's
right?
Not even live.
Yeah,
he's doing that shit when he's playing a song.
Ethel.
So he, in the middle of a fucking six-song fucking back-to-back, Kane can't think of fucking something to think of in a half hour.
Right.
He can't think of something to say in a half hour. Just comes back, Kane, Ethel.
Yeah, those are some songs.
Smashing Pumpkins.
That's Ethel. A lot.
Smashing Pumpkins. Anyway, there was a earthquake in the Midwest, everybody.
Really?
Crazy.
A natural disaster.
That's what they, I didn't know earthquakes took place in the Midwest. I'm not up on my plate tectonics.
Typhoon?
My plate tectonics. Is that what it is?
No.
Continental
no.
Plates? What's up with that?
Shifting tectonics.
Tectonics.
I don't get it, but apparently there was an earthquake in the Midwest. Was it in fucking Ohio or some shit?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Maybe it was in Elmhurst, Illinois.
But some people felt it outside Ohio, up to the, I think, Michigan, maybe.
Wow.
Maybe.
Got a rocket rumor?
I don't know.
Oh, and I thought I had the clip, and I don't. So, man, on that one.
You ever been in an earthquake?
Google News. let's do it the way Kane would do it. Google it. Lunatic Radio.
You ever been in earthquakes?
No, have you been one?
Yeah, two.
Really?
Yeah, I went. My grandparents used to live out in California, and consecutive summers I went out and visited and went through earthquakes.
What was that like? The San Francisco one back in the day?
No, not that one.
Not the big one.
No, hell no.
Was it just like a little tremor thing?
There was one that was like a 7, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But it was centered more in Nevada. But it was like Nevada or how the fuck they. But it was crazy because it's like. You know, all of a sudden it's just shaking.
Yeah.
And I was 15,
Is it really terrifying or is it just like, you know what?
It wasn't for me. It almost seems silly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I guess if you're in a high-rise building, I'd be fucking frightened. But, you know, it was in a second story of a house and right. It just things are shaking, you just get in the, you know, get in the doorway so nothing falls on you and wait it out.
I think I would really like to fucking experience that.
But the best part is earthquake. The best part is the aftershocks. Because all throughout the rest of the day, it just, you know, just a little rumble.
It's going to be odd, man.
Dude, when we were out in San Francisco that several years back for Life's 5 Awards, and Nico took us on the tour, you know, checked the vegetation and all that.
Yeah.
And we were at that one peak, and he says, yeah, like, tremors happen daily. Ron and I, like, let's get back in the car.
If you're in a safe spot, like I said, you know, if you're not in some high-rise building where you're afraid of it, or you're afraid something's going to fall on you, it's not that bad. The ground's not cracking you open and swallowing you up.
That's what I mean. When I want to experience one, I want to be in like a field of like corn.
Right, where nothing's going to happen.
Yeah, well, nothing's going to happen. But it's got to be odd to fucking just be chilling there on the ground and just everything... Within miles,
the planet's moving.
Yeah,
that'd be the one. That'd be the one time I want to be in an earthquake. Just experience it, be like in a giant cornfield where nothing could happen to me.
Yeah, nothing's gonna happen. Blah blah blah. But fucking Ohio or Illinois,
it's very weird.
That's not supposed to happen, eh?
Well, there's a lot of open land in that area as well. But
they're saying there's like some new fucking fault line now.
They called it the New Madrid fault line.
Is that what it's called?
Well, that was the fault line there. I don't know if there's a new one, but...
Oh, I don't know.
There's a fault line in that Midwest area or by the Mississippi called the New Madrid Fault Line.
I didn't know that. Is it relatively new, do you know?
No, I don't know. I don't know the dating of that fault line.
Like last week it came about?
What's the born-on date for that fault line?
Because you hear about this shit. It's supposed to, you know, happen in California, and that's it. You guys get the fucking earthquakes, we get the hurricanes. That's the fucking deal.
Midwest gets the tornadoes.
Yeah.
But that was it. Well, now, earthquake.
You got the fucking...
What's the typhoon?
That's why I don't get why people even live in California.
I know. Between the forest fires and the earthquakes.
Mudslides.
Fuck that, man.
Where is it? Like San Diego, if you travel out, like if you go into the ocean, it's got like a, you know, a normal depth and then it just fucking drops like 1,000 feet.
I don't know. Probably.
And there's like a big surfing spot right where it fucking drops. There's no reason in the middle of the fucking ocean.
Right.
No reason to live there.
Fuck that.
Except the weather's nice.
Yeah, they get the fucking brush fires that never end.
Yeah, it's fucking dangerous to live there. It's literally dangerous to live there.
Every year, half the fucking state burns down. Fucking sucks. I don't want to live there.
Don't forget South Central.
They're in Florida.
Yeah. It's another natural disaster. South Central and Compton.
Yeesh.
That's a problem that never goes away.
It's a disaster.
Brother, take the earthquake.
Yeah. Fuck. Yeah, they'll take, like, if they can trade the Compton and South Central in for, like, 4 earthquakes, they'd probably make the deal.
Yeah.
I'll take 4 earthquakes. Just get rid of these towns.
Damn it. California is a rough state to live in, man. Yeesh.
It's brutal. Yeah. That's why you live in the Northeast. Nothing happens over here, except for a nor'easter
Even then, it's not that bad.
Yeah, it's just more of a pain in the ass.
Yeah, like, it's inconveniences. It's not, you know,
debilitating.
Yeah.
Or destructive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Cain, Ethel. That was basically him. We just did Ethel. A Cain break times 20.
If I can't figure it out, I'm going to record it, because we are not exaggerating.
Yeah, no, we got to...
He just bailed out. He gave up. He just gave up on DJing.
He really did. It's like he's doing internet radio. Like, no, he thinks there's no one's listening.
Yeah.
No one gives a fuck.
Yeah, that was Chemical Romance. What is a Chemical Romance? Is that like, I don't know.
Ethel.
Ethel.
All right, Rocket in a couple of minutes is going to be going to the Blush. Blush Strip Club.
Ah, the Blush.
It's actually, the name of the place is Blush, a gentleman's club. It's formerly the Carousel East. Log on to www.blushlongisland.com. It's a gentleman's club here. Close to the studios. The people over there were nice enough to help out Rock. Because Rock has thrown himself underneath the bus for the LunaticRadio.com show over the last couple weeks with the sex tape and such. Josh and I wanted to throw him a little bone, maybe give him a little present, and our friends over there at Blush have agreed.
and are nice enough, and they're going to show Rocket a good time once he shows up at Blush tonight. They get a lap dance, according to the fellas over at Blush. As soon as you walk into this joint, there are going to be two chicks waiting for you. They're going to take you into the back room, Rock, and show you a good time. And Rock's going to call us on the phone when he's getting his lap dance.
That's going to be so awkward.
Wow. It's going to be a good time.
This is weird. This is almost weird because it's like, who does this?
You do it.
Clearly. Ethel.
Ethel.
Thanks.
Yeah, go to Blush, man. It's a good freaking strip club, too. A lot of hot chicks there. Brouhahas.
I wonder what rates to that one that we went to in Atlantic City.
That was a good club. Well, that was a BYOB.
Yeah, but they had that place had variety.
that place had more strippers than people.
Yeah, if you have a particular look you're into, that place had it.
Yeah, they had everything. Did you ever go to the back room?
Yeah, one time.
One time, yeah.
Yeah. It was a little overrated.
Yeah, a little overrated. It's like a fucking a pile of people in that back room.
And everybody's standing. There's no seats except for around the front stage. But the rest of the time, everybody's standing guarding their beer coolers.
Yeah. Yeah, because you bring in beer to this joint in Atlantic City we went to. But Blush isn't like that. Yeah. You buy beer.
I'd rather have that. You know, there's some strip clubs can just be, because I don't know how Blush is, but some, because we haven't been there yet. But there was a strip club that, you know, the people from the comedy club I started at, we'd go to afterward.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a cool place to hang.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like the stripper part was secondary. You know,
Blush is kind of like that in a way.
Yeah,
there once. Yeah,
it's just it was comfortable. You know, strippers there, and it felt like I was, you know, on The Sopranos or something.
That's kind of what Blush is like. You could just chill at the bar and have some beers and watch like MSG or fucking ESPN if you wanted.
Really?
Or you can do the old stripper thing. You know, you can go get your lap dances.
Do they have food?
They don't have food, but they serve plenty of alcohol. I'm sure.
I'm gonna need a drink.
Right, go in there and get a drink then, man.
Should.
You know what I mean?
This is funny. I'm just reading some of the stuff in the chat room here. Holly had steak tonight because they just talk about, you know, just general banter. But then Aaron Cantrell immediately followed up. Rocket is about to have pie. And then O-Town, he's about to have the Maui taco.
Oh.
Look at that. That's a cross-reference right there.
The Maui taco.
See how that works? But all those keeping track at home, Holly had steak tonight for them writing their little...
Steak.
I'm jot that down in our little notebooks.
Here you go, Rock.
Holly likes
I know they're taking care of you over there at Blush.
Are we sure about that?
They are taking care of you.
I don't know. I'm a little worried. I don't trust
them. But you still have to take care of them.
I'm sure it's a wonderful venue, and I'm sure that's fantastic, but you know, those like guys, they're scary individuals.
They're going to take care of you.
All right.
But take this.
Ooh.
I'll give you some...
it's mine.
I'll give you $60.
You ain't seeing this.
You give the girls a little something, you know? Tip them a little bit of something.
How am I going to give How am I going to give...
Just help them out.
They ought to do it like an adult Chuck
E. Get a receipt, too. That's a fucking...
Tax write-off.
That's a tax write-off right there.
They ought to do it like an adult Chuck E. Cheese.
Have them sign your dick or something. I'll take it to my CPA next year. Be like, here's my receipt. It's Ron Rocket's cock.
Here's the idea.
Can we give them the $50 giveaway from your broadcast?
Yeah.
Here's the idea.
Yeah.
It's like an adult Chuck E. Cheese where, you know, you have your skee ball and you have all your video games and things and then, you know, you trade in your tickets for lap dances or porno movies. That way you don't, you know, if you don't want to sit around and watch the strippers all night, you got games you can play with the guys and compete and... Mm-hmm. And then
there you go. Then
trade him in.
That's a guy's Chuck E. Cheese.
So weird. You know, it's just weird the circumstances tonight, you know? Like, if you go to, like, say, a bachelor party, it's all cool, everybody's down. But this is almost a little bit awkward for me. I'm going to be... Not only am I going because I have to go, I'm going and I have to call in. It's a little weird. I hope it's fun. I hope they're nice to me.
They'll be nice to you.
I hope so.
I'm going to call them once
you
leave.
Very gentle.
Once we go to break, you will then leave... Get in your little K car and drive up there.
K-car?
I don't know. And
stupid.
Go get your I want you to call us.
I know. You want me to call. And they're cool with that?
They're cool, yeah.
Right.
That's the first thing I asked them.
Yeah, it defeats the whole purpose of me just fucking going.
Yeah.
I guess.
You excited?
I am excited, but like I said, it's just very weird, the scenario. It's like, I'm calling
your present.
Listen, I appreciate it. Thank you very much for doing this for me.
Hopefully in the future there'll be a lot weirder scenarios.
Let's not.
Yeah, that Rocket weird. Will be in.
I That's want just boring. I really just want this plain,
a,
boring nonsense.
This is a tester, I think.
Oh, I'm gonna fail.
Rocket's gonna be the stunt boy for the Dick Radio.
No!
Hold on, hold on.
I'm not a redheaded guy from XM.
You broadcast John is in the chat room. He asked, did I miss any good remixes, Rocket remixes? And the answer to that question, no.
Oh!
He didn't miss any good ones.
Oh!
Akira did one on the fly that was pretty
Ethel.
Good.
Ethel. All right, we'll take a break. Rock's going to leave and head up to Blush Strip Club here in Commack, Long Island, everybody. And we'll come back. Josh and I will be here. We'll do some drunk calls, and we'll wait for Rocket to call. Hope you survive, kid.
Good night.
I want full descriptions.
Okay.
All right, taking a break. Back. More LunaticRadio.com show after this.
It's LunaticRadio.com.
Lunatic Radio and Jimmy Kennedy go hand in hand. Jimmy Kennedy just off on Lunatic Radio.
Nice.
Can you work that out for us? That'll be some radio gold. This is good driving music. You know what I mean? It gets you thinking.
I don't need to get thinking. See, I'm not
I
like
get
that.
To thinking when I'm driving in the car by myself. Long, you gotta think about things.
That's your rare opportunity.
Where am I going
think.
In life? That's what I think.
Nowhere.
Right. So I move on to the next topic.
That's just your...
Remember that girl I met last night? Where is that headed?
Nowhere.
Move on to the next topic. That's usually when I change the song and I just go to something else.
Nice.
You throw a little pumpkins on.
See, the thing is, I have all these songs.
You think
too.
About flowers and shit.
You are so weird.
I do a lot of thinking in the car when I'm on a long trip.
And it gets you nowhere, buddy. Nowhere.
Oh, it gets me to my destination.
I guess so.
Without thinking about traffic.
See, I like a lot of different music, so, you know, I don't know. I don't look at it that way. I just look at stuff that's fun. And
you don't do thinking when you're traveling. Don't you think about a lot of shit? You're spending what? Hours on end in a car by yourself. You're traveling to get to some place that you probably don't want to go.
Do it every day. Every Monday I do that.
You don't daydream? You don't think about shit?
I do, but like random shit. But I don't think the music puts me in that mood.
It does to me.
You are such a
fucking psycho. I like the pumpkins. Pumpkins
great.
Music. Van Halen, Cousin Rob goes with Van Halen.
Absolutely.
Traveling music. Post your traveling music if you're listening live in the chat room.
Interact with the show.
Now, Van Halen's some good traveling music. That's kind of like partying stuff, though.
It is.
You can't be traveling, like, long, long distances listening to Van Halen.
Why not?
It's more like a party thing. Like, you get you all riled up to go see the concert. But the concert can't be, like, 2 hours away. Because, like, an hour and a half into the trip, you're like, yeah, fucking Van Halen, dude. Jump. Might as well fucking jump. When are we gonna get there?
See, like, some
you're tired.
Yeah, but, like, this could, like a lot of these slower songs could probably tire me out. I start to doze off behind the wheel. That's not safe.
Not me.
You're an awful
I love Rape Me. It's always good. Traveling through the country.
That, I can't wait to hear that on playback. The way you just said it. I love Rape Me.
Sometimes I'll go loving.
Like a beads.
Sometimes I'll go loving. And when I go loving, I go Dave Matthews.
Oh, man.
In the car ride. I'm talking about the car ride.
You are so weird.
I don't listen to Dave Matthews like fucking at home, chilling out. But in the car ride, you want to think. You got your fucking things running through your head. The music helps you think. You got I go, Dave Matthews, come on. Who's with me? Traveling
are so weird. Dude.
Traveling music, am I fucking wrong? People love the traveling music.
And now back to the show. Lunatic Radio. These guys are gay. LunaticRadio.com.
What up, everybody? LunaticRadio.com show. Well, Rock has left. It's just me and Josh now. Rock is on his way up to Blush. Gentlemen's Club here on Long Island, located in Commack, Long Island.
To have a good time.
And the boys over there are going to take care of Rock. Rock has thrown himself underneath the bus the last 2 weeks on the radio show with the sex tape and all that. And Josh and I just wanted to give him a little present, so we gave a call to Blush, see if they could help us out. And they were nice enough to help us out. I'm going to show Rock a good time. I just spoke to the owner of the club, Blush, and he's going to have two chicks waiting for Rock as Rock enters the place. And they're just, the owner, Sean, asked me, he's like, does he have to work tomorrow? And I was like, nah, he doesn't have to work tomorrow. So they're going to completely work him over.
Wow.
And hopefully, we're hoping. I mean, we want to document it. Hopefully Rock can call in. I gave him my phone. He has his phone, and there's a phone at Blush, so he better call into the show.
Well, if he doesn't, one of two things happen. Either one, it was really, really good, and he doesn't want to, or two, I don't know. Maybe he's just too embarrassed.
Does that feel bad? This kid, this whole month, he's been fucking doing shit for the show.
I know.
It's like, even like his present, like his little present we're giving him is like a chore.
Everything nice for Rock is a bit.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, we're getting them fucking strippers and free. But you can't really enjoy it. You have to tell us about it as it's happening. So it's not really a fucking bit.
Hey, Rock.
It's not really an enjoyable experience.
Hey, Rock, we'll buy you some beers for your birthday, but you have to drink them all on the show.
Hey, some guy in the chat room says that your shit sucks then.
What?
What's he talking about? By the way, Holly Berry is in the chat room.
Holly says her shit keeps fucking up.
Oh.
And then he says your shit sucks.
Oh.
You just go one line up and it answers the question.
Right, I don't read much.
What's that all about?
Right. What we can do is we can do some drunk calls as we wait for Rocket to get to Blush. It's about 15 minutes away. And I don't know, just see what the drunk call hotline's all about. It's Josh and I chilling out for the rest of the show. No more Rocket today. No more screaming, wee! Oh, come on, guys! You should have heard Rocket, because we all went to Dunkin' Donuts before the show to get our cup of joe, a big box of coffee, and Rocket's chick was there. Rocket has a fascination with this broad at Dunkin' Donuts. And Josh and I were just ordering the coffee, waiting for it to be given to us. And Rock's like rapping to the chick about fucking muffins.
The chocolate, triple chocolate.
Yeah, this high-pitched Rocket
voice. Triple chocolate muffin. The muffin's chocolate with chocolate chips. What's the third of the triple chocolate?
You can tell when Rock is into a chick because he just talks.
Yeah.
And very, very fast, very loud.
He plays dumb, too. I've noticed that.
Yes.
He does. He's like, what?
How do you make the coffee? Like, he's that interested.
How do you get... What's the internet again? I don't...
Yeah, right. He turns into a complete dumbass.
Wait a minute.
Because he wants to make the girl feel important and smart.
Yeah. Wait a minute. What?
Condescending prick.
Hold on. Yeah, like last weekend. God damn it.
What?
Rocket's like, oh, I need a line. I need to have a line. An opener.
An opener what? For yeah,
no, just like he was saying how he wants to have like an opener to talk to chicks. And then is like, what are you talking about? And then not 20 minutes later, he's fucking rapping with this girl. But it's like, what are you... What do you mean you need a line?
Right.
He's got that personality that he just talks to people. I don't have that.
Yeah.
I'm jealous is what it is.
Indy does have the gift of gab.
Yeah.
But he gets corny.
Yeah.
Corny motherfucker, man. He'll just throw out the corny lines like it's no problem. Or like it's gold.
Yeah.
Like it's going to completely work. All right, let's do the drunk old hotline.
That's 206- why he's awesome, though.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. He's a one of a kind, or yeah. One of many. Yeah, I can't figure it out.
He's a dime piece.
Drunkle Hotline, 206-202-LOON. That's 206-202-5666. This is when our listeners go out during the week, get hammered, and instead of calling boyfriends, girlfriends, moms, and dads, husbands, and wives, they call us on the Drunkle Hotline with the rambling nonsense. It's a fun thing. You should join in if you want. Call in, blah, 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 blah. Here's the first call. It's from C from CO, I believe. Colorado, I believe. Here we go.
Hey, this is Steve from CO, and I need a job.
Short and sweet. Steve from CO needs a job. Blah, blah, blah. Getting off to a rip-roaring start on the Drunk Call Hotline today, everybody. Here's Chach McLaren.
Yo, Chach McLaren. And all I got to say is love, Pony. Admitting that you invented rich mahogany is like saying you invented Spam or like fucking Go-Gurt or something. I would have never done that shit. And the Joshy Jingles thing, I fucking hate that.
Good.
You know, might as well change it to like, we'll have Kieran Kringle and fucking Rocket Rudolph, and you guys could call it the Christmas Cast and talk about presents and eggnog and shit. But I think I'm wrong with Joshy Beans.
Joshy Beans.
That's what I like. But what the fuck ever. Peace. I'm out.
No?
And watch out for Mahoganades.
Mahoganades.
He doesn't like the, Yeah.
You gotta hold it down.
Josh Jingles original.
I was doing the remix.
Yeah, Josh is in the rocket seat now. He's got control of all the buttons.
Woo!
Yeah, no, we're trying to... what we're trying to do is get rid of the Ronnie Beans references on the show. That's no longer on the program. Hasn't been since 2006. Or whatever. I don't even know when Ron left. But we figured Josh needed a nickname. Some sort of nickname that rolls off the tongue. Joshy Jingles. That's the way it is. People are getting sick of it, though. Rock was hitting that fucking sample a little bit too much last show.
Yeah.
And I was actually getting annoyed with it. Yeah, here's East Bay Chris, everybody.
Hey, Kieran Rocket, Josh. This is East Bay Chris.
Hey.
Just saying, what's up? I got pulled for a random drug test today, so that means for the next 2 weeks I can stay completely inebriated and stoned. So that's always cool. And hey, what's up, Simon? Slater.
Uh-oh.
Apparently he's a truck driver.
Well, that was good. Wait a minute. He's gonna be fucked up for 2 weeks straight, and he's a truck driver.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
I guess that's what. Once you get a drug test at work, a couple weeks after that, you just start.
Yeah. Maybe he's factoring. Maybe he's got a month or so. So you can get fucked up for 2 weeks, and then give himself a few weeks to get it out of his system, and then.
Here's Edger.
Lunatic Radio. This is Edger from Wisconsin. I just wanted to call in, so you guys are doing a good job on the show lately. And I also wanted to say, Joshy Jingles Original!
Joshy Jingles Original!
Yeah, you're not going to lose this one.
I don't think so.
Nope.
This is Mr. Deej from Colorado. And I only have one thing to say to the mahoganizer himself, Rich Mahogany. Shut the fuck up. Josh Gogan.
People hate Rich Mahogany. He's just a listener of the program who tries to participate. He's not a funny guy.
Yeah, but I think Mahoganized and Mahoganades is catching on.
Mahoganades is a new one. That one's a good one.
There's going to be Wikipedia entries for that.
Yeah.
There needs to be. If anybody's doing that, you got to Wikipedia those.
Yeah, Wikipedia mahoganized. That means that's a person who says bad jokes.
Yeah.
And mahoganades is just an unfunny person, I guess.
I think mahoganized is when you take something good and you ruin it.
Right.
And then mahoganades is if you've come down with that awful ability to ruin things.
Perfect.
You're at a party and you fuck it up and you're like, I'm sorry, I got mahoganades.
I just infected your party with mahoganades.
Yeah.
Mahoganades.
Came in and mahoganized our party, man. We're having fun.
Here's Piads, the winner of the Rocket Sex Tape Remix Contest.
Hello? Karen?
What up?
Rocket? This is Piads from Milwaukee. Calling on the Lunatic Radio Drunk Dial Hotline. How's it going, guys?
Good.
Yeah, I was just calling to say hello. Thanks for playing my song on the other show. And, yeah, I was just calling to say, did you guys ever see this commercial? They're talking about a shit pill, basically. So you got a pill that makes you shit bigger and better. So that, you know, you clean your colon out. Apparently, it's pretty good for you. So I was just wondering if you guys ever seen that. It's pretty ridiculous. And that's about all I got to add to the show, really. Nothing. And, you know, so make fun of it. Whatever. And, yeah, Piads from Milwaukee. Have a good show, guys. Joshy Jingles Original.
Joshy Jingles Original.
There you go. Everybody's catching on to the Joshy Jingles. Keep it going, man. Keep it going with the Joshy Jingles. And what are the three terms? Joshy Jingles Original Schwang. That's like a phrase. Then we got Mahoganades and Mahoganized.
Yeah.
Those are three new catchphrases for the radio program, people. Here's Ray Ray from Virginia, the world famous best drunk caller ever.
What's up, fuckers? It's Ray from Richmond. All right, here's a little backstory. Last week, I was fucking so hammered that I fucking passed out with the back door open, right? So yes. I wake up. Shut up, cat. And the back door is open. Not only is the back door open, but I see two fucking field mice run through my fucking apartment. Fucking run in through the back door. I'm like, fuck, fucking field mice. I fucking hate them. So I get fucking two sticky shacks. Yeah. Put them behind the refrigerator and next to the refrigerator. Yeah. Caught one of those fuckers. Named him Clifford. Just got back from the bar, and Clifford 2 is fucking stuck on the fucking sticky shack. Yeah. Kill the mice. Clifford 1, Clifford 2. Fucking got you, fucker.
All right.
Wow.
That kid's fucking funny, man.
I've never even heard, I haven't heard that term since the fucking nursery rhyme. Little bunny foo-foo.
And who leaves, like, I don't even think, I always close the door when I come into my place.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even leave it open for a second, even if I'm just going to go outside the door for a minute and maybe put my garbage in the garbage can. I close the door then. Even though I'm going to be outside for 2 seconds.
I don't know.
This guy. Leave it at his door, but I guess you can do that in Virginia.
And pass out with it open.
He passed out. Here's some dude. All right. There we go.
Mr. Mahogany has been mahoganized. Ruddy beans.
I don't think it'll ever go away.
The Ronnie Beans references?
Yeah. I don't know if it should either. It's like such a staple of the... It's almost like a greeting now instead of a... It's like, peace out, you know?
I don't know. I like Joshy Jingles better than Ryan Beans.
I'm just saying.
Come on, people.
Uh-oh. We got a phone call.
All right, pick it up.
All right.
Hello.
Hey.
Where are you?
I'm at the front door.
Okay. Walk in.
Are we on?
Yeah, we're on here. Just,
all right, I'm going to go in.
Just walk in and say, hey, this is Rocket from Lunatic Radio.
My shirt won't give it away.
Just stand like Superman with your chest out so the logo's prominent.
All right. Hey, Nirvana's playing. Where's King? All right.
Rocket's at Blush, everybody.
There's no one around. There's just a chick dancing in the middle.
Is there a guy at the bar?
No, it's a woman. I'm waiting for her to come by. That's for Sean.
Yeah.
Are you at the right club?
This is funny. This is the most surreal thing ever.
Was there anybody at the front door?
No, I gotta ask.
You just walked in?
Yeah, I just walked in. You guys blush, right?
You said I blush, yes.
Okay. I'll find out.
Rocket's at the strip club looking for somebody to take his prize.
This is scary.
How many chicks are there, Rock?
One dance.
Is one chick there?
Yeah, I'm dancing.
Maybe they have to wait till she's off the stage to give you.
Just say you're Rocket from Lunatic Radio.
Hey, Rocket from Lunatic Radio. How's it going, Sean? What? I could really use one.
He's gonna get a lap dance.
Just a beer's fine. What do you got? Whatever you got.
You ever been to one of these places before?
Just for like a bachelor party. Never for like me. For me. I am so nervous. Sean's scaring me. Kick my ass.
Sean's gonna take care of you.
Yeah, I'm just gonna follow you.
Alright. Rocket's playing the part.
Sean's nice, though. He's a nice guy. Just...
Sean's gonna take care of you, Rock.
Wait, what's that?
Sean's gonna take care of you. He's a good guy.
I know, he's cooling and cool already.
Blush rules, by the way.
What's that?
Blush is our strip club now.
No, Blush is awesome. All right. Why do they call me Rocket? Well, I started as a fan listener, and that was my email address. And Karen, as a shitty DJ, couldn't like come up with anything better, so it just stuck.
Fuck you! You liar!
So this place is nice. This place is a hell of a lot better than the other place.
What, the Tender Trap?
No, the other one I went to.
Oh yeah, don't say that one. I think they both own.
Yeah.
I think he owns the other one, dude.
Sean just comes in, kissing the ladies as they come in. That's a life.
Yeah, that's.
You should write a book.
What are you doing now? Are you like walking down some sort of corridor?
Yeah, I was like, sit down. Give me a drink.
You see, how big is this place?
Oh, thank you.
Now you're at Blush. They're gonna get you a drink.
Yes.
What kind of drink you getting, Rock? 7-7?
I got a very standard Budweiser.
You got a Budweiser? Okay, now are you sitting down?
I'm setting up the girls right now.
How many girls are coming over?
I don't know. Is he like going to give me like this whole like night thing? Does he realize we're doing like a show? He walked away. I guess he's talking to some of them. I hope it's... I don't want to be here all night as much as be fun, but I don't think for the radio that would be good.
Brock, you could stay there. Dude, we got a half hour to fill, so you could be there for as long as you want, Rock. I actually told Sean that you don't have to work tomorrow, so I think you might be pulling an all-night bender.
Hey, blushlongisland.com for all your Blush Long Island needs.
Yes. So Rocket is at Blush right now. He's waiting to get his lap dance or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going to happen to you, Rock. I hope you survive the night. I'm sure you will.
I have no idea.
You're going to go.
I'm going to get a beer. I'm drinking this so quickly.
The sound from the phone is a lot better than I thought it was going to be, too. I thought it would be too loud in there.
These girls are hot.
They are hot.
Yeah.
Right? Incredible.
So what's happening now, Rock? Describe what's happening now.
Right now, not much is happening. Sean disappeared. The girl's dancing. The waitress is looking fantastic. And there's other girls getting dressed and whatnot. This place is huge.
He's making me want to go.
How many guys are at the place? It is a Sunday night. How many guys are there?
Wait, what's that?
What's the crowd like? It's a Sunday night. Are you the only dude there?
The crowd's like a, general crowd.
How many?
I don't know how you describe it. It's kind of, busy.
Numbers. How many people? How many people would you say?
How many people? Wait, hold on. Someone here.
Hi.
How are you? Good. How are you?
Good.
Kendra. Adam. Rocket. Whatever. Doesn't matter. Holy cow, you're adorable.
Yeah.
Well, don't mind this thing. See, we're actually doing a show right now. Sean knows.
Tell me.
Say hi.
Hello.
Hi, Kendra. Is that your name?
Hi.
Are you gonna take care of Rocket there? He doesn't have much luck with the ladies.
Karen, you're gonna have to speak up.
Oh, I'm trying.
Yeah. Wow, that is two here. Oh, you're super beautiful.
Hey, Rock.
Yeah, I hear you fine now.
We're gonna just sit back and we're gonna sit back and listen to the sounds.
Precious.
Precious.
Adam, you are precious. Holy. Yeah, we're kind of like we're doing this thing. We're advertising Blush and like because I had a bad couple weeks.
He's just making
so the guys that kind of give me like a little bit of a present had me come down here and we talked to Sean and Sean's been really cool. So wow, I love this outfit. Goddamn. Okay, well, we're going to the last dance room.
All right, how many girls are there, Rock? Two.
Two. Kendra and Precious. Thank you, Sean. Sean rules.
I knew he was going to be
happy. No, definitely not. It's a Kendra and Precious.
Alright, what's happening now? Rocket is getting.
Alright, we're walking into this room. Alright, so it's like there's a couple stairs. There's like a nice little black leather couch, and some curtains are getting drawn. I guess I sit down.
That's what happens.
Okay, I'll officially say I've never been on this side of like this. This side. BlushStrongIsland.com, the greatest place ever.
Now we gotta go check this place out.
We do, actually.
Oh my goodness. Holy crap. Kendra's learned barely anything.
Mm-hmm.
And the greatest. Holy shit.
What is it? You got a blonde and a brunette? What do you got?
I got a blonde and a brunette, yeah. Oh my god.
Big boobs.
She just sat down, but it wasn't on the couch.
Uh oh.
Wow.
You are my soulmate.
Oh my god. Holy shit.
Rocking right now, everybody's getting a lap dance by two chicks, courtesy of Blush.
Oh.
www.blushlongisland.com.
BlushLongIsland.com is right.
It's,
oh my
it's a
god.
Great strip club. It's located in Comac.
Oh my god.
If Long Island.
All right, so now they're both on top of me. I mean, on the couch. Holy shit.
Are you getting a hard on, Rock?
What's that?
Are you getting a hard on?
A little bit. No Rodzell rules. They're not in effect right now.
Get ready to send in those Rocket strip club remixes.
Oh, really? Yeah. Holy cow.
Oh, he doesn't care about the radio show right now.
No, fuck the radio show. Hey, guys, you want to start your own show? Holy shit. Oh, my God.
Hey, Rock, ask her to speak into your skin mic.
in my that gag. Holy cow. I got these girls out of work. Holy crap.
All right. So,
I don't know what you. God damn, these girls are amazing.
They're dancing on you now?
Yeah, they're like doing a little dance thing. Just, oh my god.
What are they wearing?
Wow. Not much.
All right.
Not too much is being worn right now. Holy
Rock,
crap.
Rock.
They're really friendly with each other. Oh, Precious has her baby. Holy crap.
Wait, Precious has a baby?
We gotta just do something with the music, though.
I don't know. We can all just lay here and just kind of. Holy crap. Oh my god. Oh my god. I don't even know how to describe what is going on right now.
You're listening to the sounds of Rocket at a strip club getting a fucking live lap dance.
God.
This is a guy who.
I've never been here before, but I think I'm going to come here every day. What's that? First time here. This is amazing. Holy crap.
Man, pussy.
LunaticRadio.com.
Yes.
Holy cow.
Don't.
And we do anything like this. Holy.
Rock. Tell the girls that you want to syndicate your semen.
I don't think they'll go, but holy shit. Oh my god. this is, oh my God.
I'm listening to the sounds of my best friend get a lap dance. This is odd.
Oh my God.
Any comments, Josh?
Yeah. Basically, it's a guy who's been talking on the radio for years now, going to, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. The regression. This must be...
I am forever fans of Kendra and Precious.
All right, so after dinner...
Holy crap.
After dinner, we gotta go thank Sean, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, really, we gotta come back here after dinner. Oh my God. Can I take you guys home?
Rock, on the scale of 1 to 10, what do you say?
You can
92,000. It's not even past 10. This is the greatest thing ever. Oh my God, Precious is like just all over me. Oh my God, these girls are acrobatic. Oh my God. Look at that. Yeah, you should. Yeah, just take it off. It's in the way.
I guess the girls have been dressing now.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Hey, Rock, ask one of the girls if you can shove the other cell phone up their cooch, and we'll just keep on dialing
you. Smell really good. Oh, my God.
The stripper smell.
Oh,
Rich Mahogany from the chat room, 92,000, Rock, you hack.
Holy crap. Her song is very close to me right now. Holy shit. They're both very close to me.
Rocket right now is live at the strip club called Blush, located in Comac, Long Island.
LongIsland.com.
Getting a lap dance.
Oh, my nose just touched something. That was incredible.
BlushLongIsland.com is the website, everybody. Go check it out. I believe we're going to be doing more with Blush in the near future.
Yeah.
I think we might have to do a bar night at this place.
I think I just want to... Yeah, we should do a bar night here. We do it tomorrow.
Or a live show.
Rock, you're doing balls night right now.
I love these girls.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah. My God.
That's because they're good at what they do.
Rich Mahogany's killing in the chat room. Rocket's doing the John Madden play by play of his left hand.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
All right.
I'm
starting to get uncomfortable.
Oh
now,
my God.
Who wants to go? Do you think let's take bets in the chat room? Josh and I will do a little betting here. Is Rock gonna blow a load?
I don't know if I have enough information on that, but I'm gonna say later on he will.
Holly Berry's going with he's gonna blow a load. Rich Mahogany blowing a load. O Town Rocket says blow a load.
That would be the best though.
Holy crap.
If he, because he'd have to sit in it.
These girls are amazing.
Are they Russian?
No, which is even better.
Good old fashioned American girls doing.
That's right.
Doing the Lord's work.
Hey, Rock. I don't think the girls are paying attention to the.
Oh my God! Hold on a second. Oh God! I just got the face. Oh my God! That was amazing. You girls are amazing. Holy shit.
I think Rock just got a face full of vagina, people.
Oh, really?
Oh,
I don't know.
Oh, my God. Oh.
I'm speculating. I can't see.
Holy crap.
Hey, Rock, are they Russian?
No.
I don't think he cares.
Start asking him the same questions over and over.
Yeah, I gotta go back there. Oh my God. Holy shit.
Are you done now?
Yeah, those girls are amazing. Oh my God.
What's going on now, Rob?
Oh my God, hold on. So before, what's that? They're getting dressed. I can't even think, dude. Kendra and Precious. BlushLongIsland.com. Oh my God. Oh my fucking God.
Rock, when you get back to the main room, just scream out, I love this place.
Fuck the main road. Kendra's got her knee on me, and it's just like the greatest feeling ever.
Oh.
Oh.
Jeez.
God.
Rock.
Oh.
What happened to him?
Rock. Hello? Rock. I think we're losing him.
I
think.
I got Amex Gold. We can make things happen. Come on.
Rock?
Holy shit.
Are you alive?
Yeah, I'm here.
The phone's breaking up.
God.
Sounded like you could.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Hi. Look at this. Oh, it's a big rock. I love it. Oh, God. Oh, man. You guys are the greatest things ever. Oh, my God.
Is he talking about us?
Yeah, I think so.
Holy crap. Oh, my God.
We might have created a monster.
By the way, Rich Mahogany apparently bombed in the chat room, and everybody's letting him know it.
I don't even see him, but these girls probably have the best vaginas ever. Oh, my God. I just oh, God.
Oh, yeah. He bombed with, yeah, the Russian.
Oh, my God.
The Russian to suck Rock's cock.
Oh, my God.
Oh. All right, Rockets live at Blush, everybody.
Oh, my God.
Blush.
It's unbelievable. Holy crap.
Are they still giving you a lap dance?
Yeah, they're still going. It's like they're getting ready to leave, and it's like, no, we're not done. Oh, my God. Oh, man. Oh, my God. Can I just say, these two girls are the greatest asses. Holy shit.
Oh my god.
One of them's rubbing the ass, and the other one's cooch. Holy crap.
Rock, you're.
Sounds like Parks.
I think. It might be just Kieran now on the show. I'm going to have to join. Go down and join you.
Good, please. I mean, no. What? Oh. Oh my god. Oh god. Oh. Wow. You guys are amazing. Holy shit. Man. Oh. Oh. Oh my god.
That was amazing.
Oh, sorry. Pardon me. Holy shit. Oh, are you leaving, Kendra? You gotta go work.
For listening all to right. The sound
thank
of
you,
Rocket at Blush.
Oh my God, this is making things very difficult.
Oh. O-Town Rock is asking: has Rock ever had a lap dance before? Apparently not, because it's the most amazing thing in the world to him.
God, you two are so hot. Wait, Kendra, here. Kendra, don't leave. Hold on. Here. Oh. Holy shit. Thank you, Kendra. Thank you. You fucking, both of you. Holy shit. Can I know the night you guys are working? Because I'll just be here every time.
Look at this asshole. You sex addict.
Hold on. Here, hold on. Wait.
What night are you working?
Monday, Wednesday, Friday, days. From 12 to 8. That's usually here.
So you're tonight? Is this like your special
tonight
night?
Tonight is a special night. Usually I come in sometimes Saturdays and Sundays.
Wow, well, you got it, man. Holy cow, Precious is the best.
Thank you, Precious.
Kieran says thank you. Oh.
Thank you, Kendra.
Wow. What's that tattoo? This is Precious. That's an adorable tattoo.
Is that on her back? Is that right by her ass?
Can my finger just touch your ass? Is that legal? I just want to touch it. Dude, her ass is so tight. Holy crap.
That is
a great ass. Oh, my God. You are, as Kieran would say, an amusement park.
Oh, no, you hack. You stole my line.
Oh. I make sure I said Kieran.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Oh, my God. Beautiful kisses. Thank you, girls. Oh, God. BlushLongIsland.com. Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm going to go home until next Tuesday. I am fucking freaking out. This is amazing. No, we're amazing. Did I say how great you two are? You guys are freaking amazing. Kendra and Precious. BlushLongIsland.com, guys.
Yes.
www.BlushLongIsland.com. Oh, my God.
Yeah, thanks, Sean, for us.
Your crushes are gorgeous. Sean, thank you so much, man. Thank you so much.
Give the guy a hug or something.
Give him a hug? No, I'm not going to give him a hug.
Come on, Rock. Touch his balls.
Squeeze his ass.
We're going to go back there. I got to go back to the studio now, dude. But, holy crap. Dude, can we get a picture real quick? Is that cool?
What?
Like, I don't know if the girls can, but you too? Is that cool? No? All right. It's not a big deal. I was just asking. It's not a big deal. Yeah, it's totally cool if they don't, but...
Rock is at the strip
club. It's okay if you don't want it. I shouldn't want it. It's okay.
Gotta meet
no, don't worry about it. No, don't worry about it. Don't forget about it. Don't worry about it. But again, Sean, thank you very much, man. BlushLongIsland.com. We'll be back. Don't worry, man. BlushLongIsland.com. Holy cow. Precious, thank you very much. Send my regards to Kendra. Oh, I'll come back.
Listen to the sound. I'm not gonna strip
club. I am going to go home and jerk off.
Nice. Way to end the combo that way, Rock.
We got
to
put some faces and some names.
Oh, my God.
That's how I end my dates with chicks.
I'm going to go home and jerk off.
Don't worry about it. We don't need to have sex. I'm just going to go home and jerk off.
It's better that way.
I think I just gave him my credit card, so that's awkward.
That's good, Rock. Way to go.
Dude, I smell like them. This is great. I got them. They're like on. Oh, my God. They smell so good.
Now, have you left the chat room? I mean, chat room. Have you left the strip club?
All right, I'm back in my... Oh, my God. Dude, I smell like them. Dude, you can't like smell me, man. I smell like hot chick.
I'm not smelling you.
Oh, it's awesome. I'm sorry. Oh. Are we done?
Yeah, you can hang up now.
No, I want to just...
Are you coming back here?
I don't know. What should I do?
Yeah, whatever. You figure it out. Josh and I will finish the show.
Just sit in your car. Why don't you
jerk off in the parking lot, you psycho?
There's 20 minutes. There's 20 minutes left. I'll come back.
All right. We'll see you in a bit, Rock. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, there you go. There's Rocket, everybody. Okay. Live from Blush Strip Club here on Long Island, everybody. www.blushlongisland.com. Blush is located at 53 Veterans Memorial Highway in Commack. Phone number is 631-499-1297 for more information. And it's a good strip club. Thank you to Sean for helping us out.
Yeah.
He owns the joint. Thank you to Kendra and Precious, I believe.
Yeah, and you know what? I am really liking this new angle with Rocket, the show.
Rocket and sex. That's if you haven't noticed, that's the way we're going. Wow, humble.
Have to expand it. Maybe if we get out to Las Vegas, we'll have to step it up a notch.
I tell you what, you motherfuckers. If we do go out to Vegas in August, I'm taking you guys to the Mecca.
Okay.
We're going to the old school Crazy Horse where Janet Jameson got her start.
Okay.
It's legendary. And it's just seats everywhere and chicks, just like piles of chicks.
All right.
I'm not like a big strip club guy, but... Like, right nowadays, like, if I went to a strip club, I would want to go with a chick and, like, just watch her get fucking worked over and then take her back and ing-ing-ing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not, like, big into going by myself with friends, guys. It's kind of weird. Here we go. I guess Two Stone Mike is going to have to follow that up with a drunk call.
Good luck, Two Stoned.
But we got to play it. He's the Cal Ripken of the Drunk Call Hotline. Here's Two Stone Mike, everybody.
Yo, what up, Lunatic Radio? It's Two Stone Mike. It's Two Stone hanging out here. Friday night, chilling out, eating some carne asada. Fucking drinking some homebrew, some Bud Light on the side. Smoking a cigarette in somebody's backyard, see? So I'm in my place. I'm back in my place. No more Kansas City fuckers. Chicago's pretty awesome, though. I wish I would have called from there. But let's see here. What else we got to talk about? Let me pass it off to El Chupacabra.
Hey, what's up, Lunatic Radio? Chillin'.
El Chupacabra.
Homebrew, it's fucking awesome.
What are you guys talking about?
You guys are
like, I'm not into the drunk
all.
Your
partner ass against the wall. You never had sex on a Saturday night. You never had sex at all. All
right. right.
It's almost like he's obligated.
You know what? I'm sorry, Two-Stone Mike. I just can't go with the drunk call after hearing Rocket get lap danced at a strip club. Call in next week with something else. You just had bit. It was just, my fault.
Bad timing on your part, Two-Stone.
There's no way you're going to entertain me after hearing Rocket make an ass out of himself at a strip club. There's no way that could be beaten.
No, there's 15 minutes of the show left, too.
Yeah. Well, I guess we can just recap. That was good.
Yeah, I wonder, somebody out there who's listening has to go back and listen and count how many times he says, "Oh my God." Because I think he said it more times than Rob Zombie says, "Yeah."
Yeah. I guess it's like, man, you got to thank the guys at Flush. They really hooked up Rock.
They did.
Yeah. That was good. It was a good thing. It's good for the radio.
Actually, it worked out a lot better than probably the original idea was.
Idea wasn't going to work out.
No.
But this one worked out pretty well. So that's pretty much it. I guess the things to note about is that we got Rory Carve coming in next week with his lovely wife, Lauren. They're flying in from North Carolina.
Send Lauren to blush.
We should do that next week.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. It's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
It's not a bad idea. Maybe we should just go there after the show with Lauren. And Rory, Rock and I, and we'll just watch.
No, I think it'd just be fun to send her there. That way, you know, obviously Rory would be the one who would more want to go, and just to watch him go, man.
Anyway,
she's not even going to enjoy it like I would.
Then after that, the following week, we have Ray and Jan from U Broadcast and TPS Radio. Ooh. They're flying in from California to hang out with us for bar night and all that stuff. And then on May 8th, everybody, Thursday, May 8th at 8 p.m. at Hot Comedy Club in Times Square, it's the Cringe Humor Show with Patrice O'Neill, Robert Kelly, Josh Gogan,
hello,
Kenny Michaels, and Joe Conti. Hot Comedy Club is located on 163 West 46th Street between 6th and 7th Avenues. Call 212-977-3884 to reserve now. Tickets are $15. 2-drink minimum, everybody. Show up 15 minutes before show start. Show starts at 8 p.m. That's Cringe Humor Show at Hot Comedy Club, May 8th, Thursday, May 8th, 8 p.m.
It's going to be a good show.
Yeah, you excited to play with Patrice and Robert Kelly?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. And I'm also just excited to be on the, to be on the show in general. I love doing the Cringe Humor shows.
Yeah, they're great shows. Raw comedy. You know?
And the crowd, like, what I like is that the crowd there, for the most part, knows what they're getting into. So you can go harder than you would with a regular audience.
It's like a smart comedy crowd.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that should be a good show. We'll go out and see Josh and stuff. So, I don't know if we should end the show or just kind of waste time until Rocket comes back,
How long do you think it'll take him to get back here?
If he left, he'd probably be here in like 10 minutes or so.
See if he jerked off on the way.
Oh, that kid's going to be fucking jacking as soon as he gets home. I know him.
We got a big wet spot already.
He's already thinking about the porno he's going to watch, what clips he's going to have all lined up on his big flat screen at home.
You had to have gone to strip clubs a few times.
Oh, yeah, of course.
In your younger days where it was more exciting.
Yeah.
How were your dreams the night you got home? Like when you went to sleep, did you have big stripper dreams?
I don't remember. I really don't remember.
Because I remember those are every time I go to a strip club the night after, there's stripper dreams.
Yeah, I know for a fact every time I left the strip club, after thinking about my bank account and getting my, you know, got the blue balls going, I had to fucking just, like any moment of privacy I had, I was just going to batch one out.
Do you ever use an ATM in there?
Yes.
Wow, dude, the surcharge on that is ridiculous.
Not only the surcharge, but the ATM I used at the strip club I went to gave me pink dollars.
What?
It was the strip club money.
Oh, my God. Really? You have to use it there.
Yeah, you had to use it there.
Oh.
And I when I went to the ATM, I was taking out money for a, I think I was, like, the next day I was going somewhere, so I needed some extra cash for that. So I didn't want to do get two charges, like $3 charges.
Oh, you get fucked.
So I took out $250.
Oh, no.
And I was only going to spend $100 at the strip club. So I ended up had to spend the whole fucking $250 at the strip club. I had a good night, but...
Wow.
Had a good night, but I was like, ah.
Right back to the adult Chuck E. Cheese again.
I always learn the hard way.
Put in your money and get out tokens.
Yeah, but nowadays, you know, titty balls really don't do it for me. But I mean, I love to fucking...
They're fun to go to once in a while.
They're fun to go to. They're fun to go to for a goof, you know, and stuff like
that. Especially if it's with good friends that you can, you know. I don't know if I'd go like with just a random group of guys.
Yeah, it's not like something I'll do on a weekend, like go to a bar, you know? I'm not going to treat it like that.
Yeah.
But, do you want to go to a strip club?
Why?
Because it's Friday.
No.
That's where you gotta live. Go to a marine town. There's like 8 strip clubs. They're always packed. We're open Christmas night.
Every sailor that goes thinks he's going home with the stripper.
Half the strippers are married to Marines.
Yeah. Oh, I've been, you know, in my younger years, I've been to so many fucking ditty clubs. And I wasn't like an average, like a regular goer, but I always had bachelor parties and shit. And too many friends that were getting married. So I ended up going to fucking many strip clubs on many occasions. And I just learned that over time that this is a money pit. It's a money pit. Yeah. That's all it is. Money pit and blue balls.
But it's bizarre because there's nothing like it. You know, it short circuits your brain the first couple times you go.
Yeah.
It's like this shouldn't be, what is this? This shouldn't be here. This should not be a thing. Stunning.
By the way, I don't think if Rock comes back here, I don't think he can get in.
Yeah.
I was just thinking that.
First time I went to a strip club, I was 16 years old. And there was this awful club called the Brown Bagger.
Wait, you went to a strip club called the Brown Bagger?
Yeah. And it was this,
sounds kind
this
of racist.
Awful hole in the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the strippers were, you know, they had guts and C-section scars. And the hottest one had horrible teeth. But it was like, I'm 16 in there. And she goes... The hot one goes, why aren't you drinking? It's like, I'm underage. It's like, I'll get you a beer. What do you want? So I'm 16 in a strip club drinking a beer. Needless to say, that place is no longer open. But that was fun.
Unbelievable.
Because it wasn't just, you know, the strip club and drink. It was like the fact that I should not have been there at that age.
Rich Mahogany needs to go to a fucking strip club, but he says there's no strip clubs by his college. How is there no strip clubs in your college town?
His college should be a strip club.
Absolutely.
Open one, Rich. Find some investors and open one.
All right. I think we're going to call an end to the show because when Rocket comes back, he won't be able to get in here. I just realized.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Well, that was fun. I thought it was a pretty good show, right?
That was worth it, I thought.
Yeah. Rocket's all horny now.
Yeah.
But you really want to talk to a horny rocket?
Let's go have dinner with a horny rocket.
Yeah, we're going to go have dinner with a horny rocket. All right, everybody.
Oh, that's him on the phone.
You want to go get him?
Yeah, I'll go get him.
All right. Maybe I'll just hold the phone on this. I'll hold it down the studio. We'll either end the show or talk to Rocket about his strip club experience. Remember the Cringe Humor Awards, everybody, on May 8th. Bar night May 3rd at Thunder Jackson's in Manhattan. Log on to the lunaticradio.com message board for more information on that. Next week, obviously, Roar and Lauren Karff. And, a lot of good stuff coming up on the show. We're going to have a fun summer with the radio program. Maybe we'll do a couple bar nights. Who knows? Who knows, people? Going to Vegas, maybe. That'd be nice. We'll find out about that. Hopefully, sometime along the line. Josh is going to get Rocket right now. Rocket will be coming back down here. Maybe we'll find out a little bit about his strip club experience. And he brought down the dogs. Here come the dogs into the studio. I love internet radio when there's dogs involved. When dogs come down here. There he is. There's Rocket. Hi, Rock.
Hi. Holy shit.
How was it?
I smell like Kendra and Precious.
Was it good? Did you have fun?
Oh, my God. I was so wild. I was pinching my helmet the entire ride home. Or here. Where am I?
Are we finishing the show?
Yeah, it was, yeah. Unless you got a couple tidbits about what you...
Dude, it's like...
Well, go ahead.
I smell like them. It's, oh my God, it was awesome.
Did Sean treat you good, though?
Yeah, he was cool. He was making fun of me because I was like, because it was like completely out of like my element, you know? I was like, weird.
Yeah, what'd he say?
He's like, well, you heard basically everything he was saying, but he's nailed. I must have came out of there. I must have looked like a fucking deer in headlights walking out of the little room. I was just like, oh my God.
And they gave you like a, man, how long was that? It was like 15 minutes, it seemed like.
I don't know.
It was long.
Dude, Kendra.
It definitely wasn't one song.
I'd take Kendra home. Oh, God, that was awesome.
That was good.
Man, I can't even. I smell it. Want to smell me?
Thank you to guys. Thank you. Thank you to the guys.
Yes. BlushLongIsland.com.
BlushLongIsland.com.
Don't I smell? I smell like.
You do.
I smell like.
You know what?
Sex.
We'll put up all the blush links when we do the podcast this week so you know, they get good exposure.
Mad props.
We'll give Blush some good exposure this week on the website and such.
I am just beside myself.
So how much porn are you going to jerk off to?
Oh my.
Your jacking session is going to be 2 seconds.
It is. It's just going to be like index finger and touch done.
Did you give the chicks a nice tip?
Yeah.
Well, that $60 is gone. Did you get a receipt?
Pains,
anything?
That's a write-off, you know, right?
I think I lost credit cards.
Oh, Rocky, give the wallet.
It's like, just... Please.
Take my wallet.
Dude. Kendra's my favorite right now. She's like instant classic in my book. She was like tiny.
Rock's in no shape to do radio right now.
No, I know. I'm sorry. Let's just get out of here.
Yeah, all right.
I'm hungry.
All right.
We'll be across the street basically now. Well, give or take. Yeah. But still.
You'll just be gazing out the window.
Dude,
Rock, you all right?
Yeah, I'll just be like, yeah, like, just like frowning. Let's go.
All right, thank you to Josh Gogan. Thank you to Rocket. Thank you to Sean and everybody at Blush for hooking up Rocket this week.
Yeah.
Can we do this bit again next week?
Yeah, of course. I knew you'd like
Actually,
it.
We had an idea for next week.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, no.
How about Lauren Karp going to Blush?
Oh, I got to go with her. I got to be security. Yeah. I got to go with her.
All right, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you next week.
Thank you.